I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Yeah.
I legitimately thought they...
Nobody forced you to do it.
No, I legitimately thought...
I thought these people had it.
No, and I was telling you, we don't own it.
Oh, I know you... I didn't... No, you own 5 movies. Let's be real.
A little bit more than 5, thanks.
Really? Skinny Kevin Smith didn't have it?
Mm-mm. We have it at home. We have the DVD. Have we started it?
Yep.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Guys, we're finally back together. I feel like I say that every
Guess who's
weeks.
Back?
Yeah, we keep having rough patches.
Yeah, last week was really bad, though. So we are back together. My name is Vanessa, and with me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
She's eating cookies.
You'll hear her in a moment. And Neri's hanging out with us, too, except he's too cool to hold his microphone, but that's fine.
I didn't think I was going to be like on. I thought I was going to be like in case I wanted to talk on. All right, hey.
No, you're on.
Hello.
You're on.
Hello. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
That's not what you say in the bedroom. You make me do the things I don't like.
No.
No, sweetie.
No. Oh, no. Batteries not included. That is a beautiful... That I cry my eyes out. Go up.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Batteries not included? Oh. You never seen it? You cry at that movie. There's a bunch about robots.
And old people.
And old people. That's your thing.
No.
Yeah. It's like...
Why don't you cry when it's involving old people? I don't understand.
I do cry with old people.
No, you don't.
Okay. Animated old people.
No, we need to get this out of the way because I am... Okay. not only was it revealed that Christy and Jeff have never seen Inside Out.
The whole movie.
But...
They saw Inside. They didn't see Out.
I guess.
No, I saw Outside. I didn't see the inside parts.
But Christy said that she saw the first 10 minutes of Up and didn't connect with the old couple, so turned the movie off.
Yeah, the old guy went
turned the movie
he
up.
Goes up and I turned off.
She didn't get to Doug.
Christy! Christy, you watched Hot Garbage that is Lifetime and Hallmark.
Yes.
And you...
I do like shitty movies better than good movies.
Do you understand that Up was nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Questioning my friendship with the Mercantinis today.
Like, no, Jeff has watched it.
He didn't watch Inside Out. So
he was doesn't let around to it. We don't like us in animated movies, it depends. Like we're just not like huge Disney animated movie type people.
Well, it's Pixar, but
it's
whatever.
Pixar.
Oh.
Pixar never misses.
Do you not forget the mountain that we did with you guys? Was it DreamWorks?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We did a DreamWorks mountain, and like me and Jeff had to watch like 8 movies like that morning because we're like we have not seen any of these. We just don't do those that much.
You have a child.
You have a child?
My child doesn't watch movies.
I wanted to say it, but I had cookie in my mouth.
I thought you'd be a BFF.
Thank you.
My child doesn't really watch movies. Like, he doesn't ask for movies.
He watches Wild Crap.
Wild Craps. The Wild Craps. Wild Crap.
But, like, I watched these movies before I had a child. Like, this is too. What I don't understand. Like, this is just, like, life shit.
Vanessa and I would go to Mickey's Not So Scary in costume.
Yeah. Yes. Without children.
Before we were married, let alone shit with children, we didn't even...
I think the first time we ever went to Disney was to Mickey's Not So Scary.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Disney. Don't get me wrong. We do Disney. I've done Disney, forever.
But you just don't do Disney movies.
It's not even Disney movie. It's any animated movie. Like, we watch some of them. Like, we love Big Hero 6. But then what's the difference? It's just when the movie, like...
Maybe you're just not a Pixar person. Because you've...
No, I love Toy Story.
Okay.
I don't understand this logic.
I don't. I'm trying to find one.
It just... It's...
There is none. There is no logic behind any of this.
If it's, like, a big movie that we, like, wanted to see it in the theaters or something like that, like... And, like, this is just me and him.
Have you seen WALL-E?
Jeff has. I saw the first half of WALL-E. WALL-E? I saw it till he got
up... Get out.
I saw it till he got up on the thing with the fat people and the wheelchair motorized
WALL-E didn't get you?
She didn't get to the end.
I didn't get to the end.
This is, like...
The end is like the...
But it doesn't... No, all of...
It's a full-length movie.
It's a robot love story.
It really is.
Okay. I get it, but I just...
No, you don't!
Thanks, that was in stereo.
I'm totally questioning this friendship. Like, it...
Do you want to go to Vanessa's profile and see all the animated movies, and we'll see which ones I've seen or haven't seen?
I'm really scared to do this.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Because Vanessa has the most, right?
Of the animated movies, yeah.
Well, probably. It's like all I have.
Not all, but
so
most.
For those who don't know, we have an Apple family share setup. So all of us share movies. All three of our families share movies. But my iTunes account only buys the kids' movies to make it easier for the children to find the movies. So... We have 56 movies here. So, are we starting with number one?
I've seen Aladdin.
Okay.
I would fucking hope so.
Yeah, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Big Hero 6. Started Book of Love of Life. I haven't finished
it. I haven't seen that one.
Book of Life is amazing. Fantastic.
I haven't finished it. I really liked what I saw.
It can't be better than Coco.
First of all, it's different movies.
It's two different stories.
And second of all, I like Book of Life better.
You do?
Yes.
You're insane.
Well, you haven't seen the movie.
Haven't seen it.
Stop your nonsense. I hate when you do this. Stop your nonsense. You can't do that.
Don't yell at me. You're on my side today.
I know, but I hate when you do that. You can't. You don't. It's like you haven't tasted something. You go, mine is better. Bitch, you haven't tasted mine. You can't do that. You haven't. Same thing. You haven't seen. You just said I haven't seen the movie, and then you go, you're crazy. Like you haven't seen the movie.
But look at the rise it gets out of you. That's why this is so satisfying.
So, have you seen Boss Baby, Chrissy?
Yes, our son.
Because my kid actually, like, that's the one movie my kid actually, like, asked to watch.
Our sons went on a play date and saw Boss Baby, and I've never seen those two more ridiculous than when they were watching Boss Baby.
Can you put the Ave Maria, please?
Wait, mm-hmm. I am giving a cookie to Neri.
Because we are eating Night Owl cookies again.
Yes, okay, so, we're looking at the account. So far, Captain Underpants, never watched it. Bug's Life, yes, I like it.
Nah.
Cars, I like it. Coco, I haven't watched it. I have no urge to cry.
You have no interest in watching Coco.
I have no interest in watching Coco. I don't want to cry.
But it's so good.
You cry in fucking shitty Hallmark movies.
But you didn't cry. But you didn't cry in Up.
If you watch all the season finales of all of your shows. You spent all day crying.
I did.
But you won't watch Coco.
Yes. Wait, wait.
It's a different type of crying.
I want to stab you.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You're not going to cry in Coco. I believe that Christian won't cry in Coco. She didn't cry in Up because she couldn't relate to the old people. The reason people cry in Coco. The reason why people cry in Coco is for the old lady.
Yeah,
but she's not going to cry.
But it's not because of
you're not going
to
cry.
It's a relationship between them. I might be able to. My whole thing was I just didn't find it sad. I was like, okay, they had a nice life together and she died. So now he's being all curmudgeon-y, and I'm over it. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Okay.
But
All right.
Like, I don't understand.
But it's like, I can't say anything without ruining the ending, but like, you... What?
I'm used to sitting on a chair now, so like, I need a back... I need a backrest this because we transferred to the couch. Ferdinand, I'm dying to watch just because
it's great.
I want to hear Nick Jonas sing.
Ferdinand is really good. I liked it.
And John Cena.
Oh, is John Cena in that one?
He's Ferdinand. Bowl. He is Ferdinand.
What, Dory?
But you can't see him though.
Look, I love Dory. I love Finding Dory and Finding Nemo.
You've seen them?
Yay!
You saw Frozen?
Yeah, I've seen Frozen.
The Good Dinosaur?
The Good Dinosaur, I liked it. Nathan was like okay with it. I cried. I will tell you, I did cry at the Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, I cried at the Good Dinosaur.
I boohoo cried at the Good Dinosaur. But again,
I will say this: like the Good Dinosaur, there was nothing original about the story. But because like I feel like we've seen this movie in other tellings. But
remember, I will
the Land Before Time.
I don't remember The Land Before Time.
Oh, we saw that was on rotation in my house for a while.
Bruh.
I haven't seen it as an adult. And I don't...
I think we have it in our family.
I know for a fact I saw it as a child, but I don't remember... Like, it was so... I was so young when that movie came out that's when I saw it, and I don't remember... I remember zero about it.
I mean...
The mom dies, Little Bigfoot or whatever her name is.
Littlefoot.
Her mom died. I get that. I don't remember anything else.
Dave and Link were watching
it. In fact, I don't remember the mom dying. I just know that the mom dies. I don't remember.
Yeah, so Link and Dave were watching it not that long ago, and I walked in like just as Littlefoot's mom was dying, and I walked back out. I was like, no, I'm not doing this.
I don't have time for this today.
Nathan hasn't watched that one. Nathan has watched the newer Land Before Time, the one that they go searching for the dad. The mom's already been...
Land Before Time 17.
There are like 17.
I know. That's why.
But no, the Good Dinosaur got me really badly because I have daddy issues. So that just destroyed me. Hercules, I can honestly tell you I have not seen the entire movie.
So underrated.
I have not seen
the entire movie. One of the most underrated Disney movies, in my opinion.
It's actually good.
It's great. I haven't seen it.
Not like Pocahontas.
Get the fuck out of here.
The hook doesn't count for me, but I've seen it.
Why doesn't it count for
you? It's not animated.
Well,
and it's not sad.
It is.
Whoa!
Sad.
Whoa!
Wait!
Time out! Have you seen it as an adult?
No.
There you go.
You need to watch it as an adult.
Watch it as a parent, and it's a whole different ballgame. Yeah, I promise you.
I don't find it sad. I find it that he goes to be with his family.
Chrissy.
No, you need to watch it as a parent.
Watch it again,
Chrissy. As a president of the pussy movie watching console, I'm telling you, watch Hook as a parent. Totally different. Totally different movie. I promise you.
To our listeners, if you haven't noticed, we're totally going on a movie spiral today.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, How to Train a Dragon. I love that movie.
Okay.
Ice Age, I think it's hysterical. I told you, Inside Out, I haven't finished it.
Blast.
I got to when they find the elephant.
Bing Bong?
Bing Bong?
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's as far as I've gone.
No.
That's as far as I've gone into. It wasn't that I didn't like it. It's just I didn't finish it. Remember,
she's doing Dave's Angry Teacher Walk.
Yeah, remember that it takes.
She is doing it, Dave's Angry Teacher Walk. Oh my God.
But remember that it took us like how many days to finish watching Moana? It took us like 5 days to finish watching it. It's just like it doesn't like. It's not a one time sitting movie for me. Like I have not like had the urge to be like, oh, I want to watch Inside Out. Like. I watched it and I've seen like a bunch of stuff about it and stuff. But I have never I haven't gotten to that point. Jungle Book, I watched that as a kid. I've never watched it as an adult.
The animated Jungle Book.
Yeah.
The 2D animated Jungle Book, not like the computer animated Jungle Book.
Let me tell you that the actual like live action Jungle Book, my nephew was like traumatized.
Yeah, it has some dark moments.
Oh my God, but it's so good.
No, but like he was scared as a kid watching it. Like
Sophie was
like,
a little bit scared watching.
He was scared the snake and the panthers.
The snake scared him more than anything else.
The snake, the panthers, the King Louis scene scared me too.
Is it just me or was King Louis like disproportionately large?
He was King Kong size large. Yeah.
Right, and he's not supposed to be because orangutans are like not that large.
They are pretty big.
I think
they're not that big.
They're not King Kong.
No, I think the movie was supposed to be like playing on symbolism of like he's the king of the jungle, he's the king of the apes, and blah blah blah. If he could protect Mowgli from Shere Khan, then it has to be. I think it was more of like a. I thought, anyways, that's why. Yeah.
So Lady and the Tramp. Lion King, Little Mermaid. Why is Mission Impossible?
Because I put the code in and it ended up in my account. It's
like one of these things is not like the other.
But loved all those. Lion King, I'm still traumatized. I still, to this day, when Nathan watches it, we skip.
Why?
why?
You're like Phoebe's mom.
We skip that scene because I don't want to watch Mufasa die.
So get up and leave, go to the bathroom and come back. But Nate should watch it.
I never cried at that scene.
Ever. I never cried at that scene either.
As a kid, watched it. I was...
No, me neither.
In...
Getting daddy issues.
Yeah, I guess.
My dad passed away at 15.
I get it.
So Lion King came out around that time.
I get it. I don't have... I have a lot of... I don't know if I call it daddy issues. I do love a good movie. I do love a movie when it plays up the daddy angle, such as October Sky and something like that. And I have a great relationship with my dad, who thankfully is still alive, but I still... Those moments still get me, like, you know, in movies. But... Lion King I'm not gonna say I was laughing. I'm not the evil asshole. I was like, oh man, Mufasa died. I'm not that guy, but I was not sad about it at all. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he died. I just thought it was a plot point for the next part of the movie. I'm like, all right, so that's how he's gonna get away from, like, I don't know. Anyways, go ahead.
Moana, My Little Pony. Yes, I have seen that movie and I love it.
It's because Nate is my spirit animal. Nate
loves I haven't ponies. Seen the My Little Pony movie, but Lincoln has seen it in school, and every time we're like going through stuff, he's like, My Little Pony.
Nathan it's great. Loves
it. I haven't seen it. I want to.
The music is great.
Yeah.
The Peanuts movies.
Awesome. I haven't seen it.
It's so good. You should watch it.
I haven't got, like, I've seen Peanuts, but not like this one that came
out
recently.
It's good, and it's not really like great. Sad or anything. It's just like a fun, it's a fun movie.
Like, it just came and went kind of deal. Like, when it was, like, it was in the theater, and then we didn't go see it in the theater, and then after that.
Well, it's in the family share.
If you remember any of the 2D animated Peanuts, there's a lot of scenes that they remake.
Oh, okay.
But they don't remake them, like, it's not like shorts or vignettes. It's like part of the overall story.
They weave it into a story.
I
am a, you know...
I was going to say sneaking in, and then you said weave it. I'm like, that's so much better.
Like, I am a Great Pumpkin every Halloween. I am a, like, those are, like, I have, like, the things I have to watch that are, thank God they're still playing on TV every year.
Yeah.
I love the Pirate Fairy, by the way.
Did you watch it?
Yes. I love
so
all the
you watch that shit, but you won't watch it.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's not shit.
Pirate
that's legit.
Pirate Fairy is really, that's really legit. Good.
These Tinkerbell movies are... I hate Tinkerbell.
No, yeah. These Tinkerbell movies...
I like Tinkerbell, but I've never
movies.
Seen any of the Tinkerbell
movies. Oh, my God.
No, they're legit movies.
Are they?
Legit.
They're, I think they're...
This is not Lion King 1.5.
The one that she finds her sister?
That's what I always think of these movies.
No. This is not Lion King 1.5. These are legit...
Or like The Return of Jafar.
No. This is it. This isn't...
And they're not full-length movies. They're only like an hour.
Oh. Yeah. Like this one, Pirate Fairy is amazing. And then the one that she finds her sister?
This is Hook's prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Hook's
I mean, it's a spoiler, but he's right there in the corner. Yeah, he's right there in the corner.
He's on the thing.
It's okay. No, I don't.
It's a legit movie. It's a good movie.
It is. It's great.
Princess and the Frog. I've never seen it.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man. It's good.
Plus, and Boots, Jeff has made me watch that thing 8,000 times.
Princess and the Frog has one of the best villains.
His favorite part.
That's my favorite part of that whole movie. That and Break You. Like that. Me? No, I. You.
You know why I won't see Princess and the Frog? Because of that best villain ever.
But that villain's amazing.
The who?
Screw that guy.
Who?
No.
Dr. Facilier is a great fucking villain.
The Shadow
screw
Man. That guy.
Oh, thank you. I just called him the Shadow Man.
And screw that guy.
Why?
It's Tony Todd.
What does that mean? Is that Candyman?
That's yes. Candyman. I'm fucking terrified. Okay, so
the only reason I knew about it is because I saw your physical reaction to when you said the name that I don't know. And I'm like, who the hell is this guy? I'm like, oh my God. If there's only one man who could get that reaction out of her, I'm like,
it's gotta
be.
Okay, so fun story. Last year, SuperCon, Tony Todd was one of the people that was like at like one of the guests or whatever. And he was staying in the hotel where we stay.
This is why I don't watch scary movies.
Which one? The hotel that we stay at is directly across the street, and it's like the official hotel of SuperCon. They put up a lot of the celebrities there. And as we were walking to breakfast, we crossed paths with Tony Todd and Christy. I've never seen, you know, the expression of like jump out of your skin. I've never seen that happen to somebody until I saw Tony Todd walk past us, and Christy legitimately like leapt from one side of the hall to the other, and I didn't understand why. And she's like, oh my God, it's fucking Tony Todd. And I was like, okay,
I'm physically like terrified.
He's a human being, you know. He's not the
he's like, not actually
the Candyman is not a person.
The thing is, he is that like personification of evil.
Yeah,
I understand,
like, and he plays those roles. Granted, he was in The Rock, so a lot of people are like, he was the guy from The Rock. I go,
lady, you're sitting on my mic cord, sweetie.
He's like, she is like straight up trying to sit on my lap. I get it. I'm on the floor and it's weird. But no.
You are in a spot.
I know. I'm not trying to be a dick, but. I know. But wait. There you go. Now lie down. No, okay.
She's like, no, she's I don't want to do it your way.
We can't be on the courts. But yeah, so that's why I've never seen Princess and the Frog because of that. Puss in Boots, we've seen him. I love Ratatouille.
I legit didn't know that he was the voice of
yeah.
I didn't know it was him. I thought it was another guy. Mm-mm. To be honest, are you sure? It's, I don't think it's him.
I'm 95% sure.
Do you want to bet? Because I think I'm willing to bet that it's not him.
I kind of think.
Can we just go to the movie and look it up?
No. Let's look it up.
They modeled the guy after him because he plays that exact same character in Hatchet.
No, it's not him, man. It's David Keith.
Well, he has that.
Okay, so it's not him. Keith David. Keith David. Oh, like fill me in, Keith David.
No,
Keith David.
Isn't that a singer?
No, it's
he was somebody's dad.
That's Craig David.
Didn't he play the dad? Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? Like Keith David.
He played the dad in something.
Reading Rainbow Guy.
David Alan Greer in something recently, and I was like, "Oh, I was gonna text you." I was like, "Vanessa, look, it's reading Rainbow."
This is Keith David.
I showed the picture.
But what is that guy in? He's familiar. What he's in something?
It was Armageddon.
Yeah, he does a lot of voiceover work, and I'm trying to see what else he does.
I don't know. His character looks exactly like Tony Todd.
Okay,
in
but
general.
It's not. So you can watch Princess and the Frog now.
Yeah, it's legitimate.
There's something
I was
about
wondering.
Mary.
I was like, man, I've seen the movie, and I don't remember that being that scene. Because this guy doesn't get a lot of work. Candyman guy doesn't get a lot of work.
Florida Supercard and scaring the shit out of Christy.
I think that was his top build role, was scaring the shit out of Christy.
The thing is that him...
He lives just to scare the shit out of Christy.
The thing is, like him in Hatchet...
Okay, well, now that you know that it's not him, you
should
can watch
it,
The Princess
great.
And the Frog, because it's really great.
And Anika Noni Rose plays Tiana.
So scary.
Who?
So scary.
She's one of the dream girls.
Mm. Yeah. But, yeah, like,
story
I haven't seen
Princess
out.
And the Frog.
Story,
Christy knows.
Story,
she's not
out.
Beyonce.
Well, right. Fun fact, Beyonce did not do this because she was offended that Disney didn't offer the role and wanted her to audition for it.
I'm so glad Beyonce did not do this.
Well, because that like happened.
Beyonce. But Beyonce could actually act, though. She could. She was in
Dreamgirls, and was one of and the only one of the three that did not get nominated for an Oscar.
No, what's her name? She was in
Goldfinger.
That was her first acting role.
Yeah, that was, she was good in that movie. I mean, she was Foxy Cleopatra.
Not like she was in Carmen.
Carmen,
that shit was awful.
But because of the aftermath of this, Disney's been trying to find the right project for her, and now she's Nala. So, whatever.
Nala and what?
In the live action Lion King.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Okay. Whatevs. So back.
Why do you like not? You don't like her in anything?
No,
I don't want her to be Nala. Hashtag not my Nala.
So. You made
I like Ratatouille. I love Rise of the Guardians. I love that movie.
That's a great
you guys
movie.
Had me watch it for the
that's a great fucking movie.
We watched it before the DreamWorks Mountain. That's one of the few movies
I gotta be honest with you. I don't think
I love
DreamWorks misses often, and I know they don't get the credit that Disney gets, and maybe so, maybe rightfully so, because I'm not saying they're as good as this, but their movies are really fucking good.
They don't have the 10-year Disney has. They haven't been around as long.
No, they have. They've been around longer than Pixar, and they don't get the love that Pixar gets. And I get it. Pixar is amazing. I'm not taking anything away from Pixar. I'm just saying, in their own right, DreamWorks movies are really fucking good, though.
They are good. They are good.
They just don't get the love from the critics and from everybody. I think they're looked upon by the mass people as like a
secondary.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I couldn't make the Disney movie, so I guess we could go see it. And
but do you know why Jeffrey Katzenberg started DreamWorks?
I don't know who that is.
Jeffrey Katzenberg is the founder of DreamWorks. He started it because he wanted to. He's Jewish, and he wanted to make Prince of Egypt, and he worked for Disney.
Oh, that's right. I do remember
years.
The story. I do remember the story.
And they didn't want to make Prince of Egypt for whatever reason. They didn't want to make it.
We know the reason.
It's sad in some
way. We know the reason.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard right now.
Disney and the Jewish faith don't really have the greatest history together.
Allegedly. allegedly,
it's,
guys.
Allegedly.
Oh, guys.
Who did I alienate? Who? People who defend that? Who did I alienate? Go ahead, continue.
Anyway, so he started his own studio because Disney never made The Prince of Egypt. And The Prince of Egypt is fucking amazing.
Can you imagine being that rich?
Fuck you guys, I'm going to make
I want to make a movie. Hey, Disney, I want to make a movie. No. All right, I'll start my own studio. What the fuck is that? Was that always an option? Why didn't you just do that from the beginning? Holy shit. Yeah. Go ahead.
Have you ever seen The Prince of Egypt? Because that movie is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen The Prince of Egypt. I think it's great.
I watched it with Sophie and she was like, "Mommy, what's happening?" I was like, a lot of things.
The Bible.
Like, a lot.
The Book of Exodus. That's what's happening.
A lot of things are happening. Yeah. A lot going on. All right. So Robin Hood.
Well, that's how I felt when she watched Alice in Wonderland.
If you've never seen that, I feel bad.
When her daughter watched Alice in Wonderland for the first time,
the animated
she was like,
one.
"Yeah, the animated one." She looked at me. She was like 3 years old. She was like, "Papi, what's happening?" I'm like, "Man." There's a thing called mushrooms.
I'm like, how do I explain?
I really tried to. I even put it on Facebook. How do you explain to a 3 year old what happens and like how? Like,
you don't.
I'm like, it's a fun trip, mama. I'm like, I don't know how to explain this,
it's
dude.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
A lot of colors, buddy. A lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I've only seen the first Smurfs.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see the other ones.
I haven't seen the other ones.
The Lost Village is really good.
Are these the ones?
The live
with
action ones.
Me. That's what I was gonna ask you. Are these the ones with?
No, these are not the live action.
The first two have NPH, and the third one is just them.
The third one is just anime.
But the third one,
I don't think that. Do they?
Yeah.
That's why. Like,
yeah.
Isn't the third one where they find the girl Smurf village?
Yes.
But that's its own thing.
It's not its own thing. It's not part three.
It's not part three.
It just came out after part two. But it's
NPH.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
Did you just MPH?
Live action Smurf movie.
That's
sorry.
Fine. That's fine.
It's not.
I thought you were MPH.
I'm not a big fan of him either, but those movies are not good.
One for
the Smurf Neary. Movies are not good.
Neary just hit one.
Are you defending the live action Smurf movie?
We're defending MPH's glory. Well, again, this is coming from a Lin-Manuel hater.
I didn't say it. I'm not a Lin-Manuel hater. I just don't go to the church. I don't see the big deal.
Listen, you and I have been on the same page all night. Don't abandon me now.
I'm defending. She made a comment that's not true. I'm not a hater. I just don't see biggest deal.
I do that. Just like
I'm just saying. All right.
I go to the church.
I'm not the one that said that Barney Stinson is one of the worst TV characters of all time.
Barney Stinson.
I'm sorry.
Oh no, Missy.
Missy. Yeah.
We question Missy every.
Yeah,
once
I know. Every once in a while.
I love her.
Her TV, like, she really, like...
Well, listen, I know...
Who did she put in that same category? She put him...
Ross.
The thing is, with me and her and TV and movie knowledge, I don't really, like... It doesn't shock me anymore because my best friend, Ely, growing up, she didn't have cable. Like, basically, they had, like, the four channels that TV gave. So, she was not a TV person.
Also me. But yeah, go ahead, continue.
But she didn't seek anything out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we only had cable as well. However, we did also have a neighborhood video store.
Yeah, she didn't, like, her family that wasn't, like, just, she didn't seek it out. So she, there's so many.
Is she an only child?
No.
How many siblings does she have? Yeah, it's two. So when you have four, your parents are like, hey, go get a fucking movie. Something to calm your ass down for 2 hours. Oh, you want to rewatch it? Fucking rewatch it. Rewind that shit and rewatch it. And that's how I learned. But go ahead. The Star is actually really good.
I've never seen The Star.
It's really new.
It came out this year.
Last year. Christmas.
Yeah, right. For Christmas.
The Star.
Yeah.
Tarzan, I love.
Tarzan's great. Underrated as fuck.
Sword of the Stone, I haven't seen since I was little.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Sword of the Stone got into.
I've seen
you know
all the
what
Clone
I'm
Wars
super.
I've seen.
You know, I, so
does
I don't
that
love
give me
Sword.
Any credit?
Sorry.
What? Does that give me credit? I've seen Clone Wars and Rebels.
No, sweetie.
Those are not on my list.
So you know what's super cool in the Disney live action remakes that they're doing? They're doing a Sword in the Stone one, which I don't love, the animated one. However, Benioff and Weiss, who are the Game of Thrones creators, are doing the Disney live action version of Sword in the Stone.
So people are going to die.
So. Not necessarily, but
Game of Thrones,
it's
people.
Probably going to be cool as fuck because Game
die.
Of Thrones is awesome. So
people going to die. People going to die.
People are going to die.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Well, Disney.
Probably a parent.
Oh, well, yeah. Parent. Well, I mean, Arthur. It's an Arthur.
No, but
legend.
Disney.
It's Disney.
Every movie, Disney.
I mean, I don't think Arthur's parents are... Well, Arthur's parents die anyway, so whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just in
spoiler
legend.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, have you ever read an Arthurian legend?
Tangled, I've seen most of it.
What? Ooh,
Jesus Christ.
I don't think I finished watching all of it.
What?
Like, I think I missed it at the end. How'd you buy two Tarzans?
I did.
Sometimes that happens.
It just duplicates for some reason.
Hey, Pumpkin.
Hey.
Hey, Mama.
Ninja.
Is she awake?
No.
Okay. Go lay down with Daddy. See, like the Tinkerbell, the Never Beast. That's another good one. All these Tinkerbell. I'm
telling
the Tinkerbell movies are great. Are really good.
The Tinkerbell movies are really great because each one focuses on a different fairy.
Yeah,
they're not just about Tinkerbell.
No, they're like
Tinkerbell is a lot of times mostly not the main.
There's like the there's one Tinkerbell which is like her origin story, which is how she becomes Tinkerbell,
mm-hmm.
and then. It and then each one
and
is
there
like
are different
a spin-off.
Kind of fairies. There's yeah. like water fairies,
oh,
and then
beautiful.
There's
no, and
there's a plant fairy.
There's a plant fairies. She's a tinker
because
she
right.
makes. She's
makes
actually
things.
A tinker fairy.
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking great. It's fantastic.
Like her name is Belle. It's not Tinkerbell.
Right. No, that I knew.
I didn't know that because yeah. that was in the original. That's not in Peter Pan.
It's not, but I mean.
How did you know that if it's not in Peter Pan?
It's a compound word.
But it doesn't matter. But the way they put it in titles is Tinkerbell. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, but look at the way it is. Like, the T is capitalized.
There's no way you knew that. If
but
you've
the
never
T is
seen. You
the
didn't
P
see. If you didn't see the movie where it's an origin story, there's no way you knew that because they just did
it's
that.
Context clues. It's I'm not so hard
that's
to figure
bullshit.
Out,
I call bullshit. I call bullshit. You okay. didn't know that. You're playing it off like, all cool, but there's no way you could know that. Okay. They just made a movie maybe okay. 2 years ago that you haven't seen.
I wish Missy was here.
And there's no way you knew that. All right, go ahead.
The one with the blue stone, the one with the blue dust. I think that's the first.
That's the water one.
That's the water one.
No, the one that like the. All
oh, that's the pirate one.
I feel like when they were.
No, that she has to go to because they get.
Because she steals the blue
dust. Yeah, she steals the powers. She steals and she gives all the fairies have they all have different powers.
No, but that's the pirate fairy. But there's one that she goes with the boy, and they go on the adventure to,
I haven't
to the
seen
different
that one.
The different seasons.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. I haven't seen it.
No, we have seen it. We
and
just
there's
don't
like
own
a
it.
Red stone that like they have to like burst it to make like something
so
new.
So why have you watched these fairy movies, but you haven't watched Up? Because it's on TV.
But these fairy movies are really good though.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
and
these
on,
are on
Up
Disney
is on
Channel
TV too.
They're on. No. I've seen Up is like I don't.
It's
come
rarely
across
on Disney Channel.
I just saw. Well, maybe not Up, but I just the other day saw Inside Out on Disney Channel.
No, that's how I watched it tonight.
That's how we watched it today.
I didn't come around like. Like the Tinkerbell movies come across like on Saturdays and
yeah.
Sundays a lot.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And me and my mom will sit and watch them. Nathan will leave and we're just still watching. I've DVR'd them when he walks away. Because I'm like, oh, I got to go chase after my kid. Wait.
You've seen the Toy Story movie.
Yeah. I've been traumatized. Well.
Trolls?
Yes.
Trolls is great.
I've been traumatized well through Toy Story, all three of them. I've seen Zootopia. I've seen Wreck-It Ralph. And I've seen, obviously, because Winnie the Pooh.
That's the new one, though, from like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
2011, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I think I saw that one.
It's really cute.
This is another one where
the
they get all the old stories and
this
they
the one
lead
the
them into a movie.
The Baxton, that's such
yeah.
a cute song.
I like that. The Baxton.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Pinocchio?
Years ago.
I haven't seen Pinocchio in its entirety. I've seen
you
the
should.
Movie.
That's the Tinkerbell's origin.
Yeah. I've seen Pinocchio like as a child. Like, I don't think I've seen Pinocchio,
you
like, in
the last years.
You should
go back and watch a lot of them.
Hey, damn, why is it $20?
Because Disney don't fuck
Disney
around.
Because Disney's expensive.
Always expensive.
They never go on sale, and they're always $20. So that's why you should
well, the only
on
reason we have, I think these two Tinkerbell ones is we bought the actual DVD, and it came with the code.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's right. You
out.
Do that, or you get them on
well,
the
it's because when she, when Sophie broke her leg, we were buying her whatever she wanted, and she was watching Disney Channel, and they were showing
Bolt.
Commercials.
I like Bolt. I actually saw Bolt. Bolt's Miley.
Yeah. Brave?
I like Brave. I've seen it. I love Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball.
I don't feel like I don't buy that. I don't feel like you gave it the
I
right
really
amount
don't.
Of attention.
You
like
really,
you're
that's
like,
not,
hey,
I don't like Brave.
Oh, she doesn't like it. I knew she didn't like it. I'm like, that's bullshit. I look, before we get to that point. Before we get to that point, she
Vanessa's doing the angry teacher. Vanessa's walking away.
Before Vanessa's we get to that so point, I knew the moment she said, the moment Chrissy said, "Oh yeah, I seen Brave, I like it." I was like, "No, there's no way." Because if you actually like the movie, you love that movie, and if you don't like it, you're Chrissy. So
didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
Did you see the whole thing?
Did you see the end with the mom? Did you see that
and
part?
For the bear, the mom and the bear. It's in Scotland.
Yes. Nice movie. It's very pretty.
All right.
What world do we live in?
I don't
in?
Know, man. I don't know. All right.
No, I can't.
You have no heart.
How am I the robot, Christy?
I have daddy issues. I don't have mommy issues.
But I don't
have mommy issues either.
But I don't have a daughter.
Not true.
But I don't have a daughter either.
Neither do I.
We watched that movie before we had a daughter, and I bawled my eyes out in the theater.
In the
dollar theater.
I watched that movie before I had kids too, and that's
no.
That,
I only watched it recently.
Yeah, but you've had mom issues.
I've had mom issues my whole life. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it only recently.
I still cry like an asshole watching that movie.
Legit.
To this day.
Legit.
That's it on right now. I'll cry. I'll cry the second that movie starts.
It's the only animated movie that I have on my personal iPad that's not the kids that I take with me on the road. Like
your story checks out.
It's like the only, but it's the only one. Like I have all the other movies are all.
I need you to scroll up one, please. Thank you. One more.
Thanks. What are we looking at?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. What are we, okay? Are we gonna stop talking? Are we gonna do okay?
Carry on.
Okay.
All right.
How?
Weirdo.
How? I'm short circuiting like, right now. Like I watched don't it, understand. And like I think it's a good movie. I just didn't like.
There's a Bumford and Sons song at the end. What is wrong with you?
I told you it takes. For me to cry at an animated movie.
I'm not asking you to cry. I just don't understand how you don't like it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it's a good movie.
No, you literally said you didn't like it.
You said I don't like it. You said the words, I don't like it.
You said it didn't do it for me, is what you said.
It doesn't do it for me.
The actual words were, I don't like it.
Okay, well then.
She's like, it's good. I liked it. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. No, you're lying. You suck at lying.
Have you watched Horton?
You're a lying liar who lies.
Horton?
When Sophie was little and she could barely talk, would watch Horton Hears a Who, the animated version, right? And then we would dub it in Spanish. And so she was already in that transition where she was trying to only speak English, and we were fighting. I mean, I was fighting it tooth and nail.
He's still fighting it.
I'm still fighting it. It's a losing battle at this point, but I'm still fighting it. And,
oh my God, I heard all
and
of
she would
English
turn
earlier,
and
it was hilarious.
And she would turn. Sophie would turn to us and be like, "Mommy, you quiero ver Horton, not Horton." And it was the and we were like, "All right, we get exactly
what's the accent."
Yeah,
we get exactly what she meant.
I know what you mean.
Is Horton? Is it this one or is it the one with Danny DeVito?
That's the Lorax.
I watched the Lorax more than this one.
Lorax
I think
is good
I saw Horton.
I haven't seen
once.
Lorax.
Lorax is good. I really like Lorax. Lorax really messes with your head.
Yeah.
Why?
Like there's a lot. No, there's a lot environment. Like Lorax is all environmental.
Hippie. Right, but what does
but
it mess
the
with your
story.
Head?
No, but
why
like,
does it mess with your head?
It, like you're seeing all this stuff and you start like thinking of like
you start actually applying. It to
I like the fact that
yeah, like you
I
like start
the,
like feeling
Lorax
like
she gets, but Brit.
No,
she
but
doesn't
I
get.
Like the fact that Chrissy's like when they talk about the environment, it fucks with your head because you want to go, you know, tear down trees, but then it's telling you not to tear down trees.
No,
so
it's
it fucks
like,
with your head. Like, why would it fuck with your head? Why would
you're
I?
Eating off paper plates and you're like, fuck, I should really just wash a dish. Like that's the type of issues you start having.
It's okay.
Well, I yelled at my mom the other day. I was like, listen, I'm all for paper plates because they're paper and they're recyclable. They'll break down because they're paper. Mm-hmm. Don't buy styrofoam plates. Like styrofoam.
Oh no,
plates
styrofoam
don't
I don't buy
anywhere
at all. But I feel like we're making so much waste.
There's the title.
But the bears are mom.
I love Hotel Transylvania.
That's what we're at right now. We're
Hotel Transylvania.
Of Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania is possibly up there as one of my favorites.
They're great. They're really great.
Like, I honestly
I love those movies. Yeah.
Lincoln
love that
quotes
movie.
Them back. Like I'll look at him and I go blah blah blah, and he looks at me and goes, I don't say blah blah blah.
Oliver will look at me and he goes, Mommy, yo quiero blah blah blah.
Yeah, like Hotel Transylvania has been like, and that's a late find for me. Like, I didn't find it like when it came out. Like, I saw it with Nathan.
I think I like Hotel Transylvania 2 better.
Oh, I think so. I think it's better
than the first one. I haven't seen the third one yet.
I don't, you know, I try not to pick. I don't go with that. You know, it's the same thing when we get to Kung Fu Panda. Between 1, 2, and 3, I'm like, I don't pick. They're all three are amazing, and I don't pick.
I haven't seen them.
I've only seen
they're
the
really
first
fun.
One.
The last one is spectacular.
You will ball your fucking eyes out, especially at part 3, but all of them, I believe, there are. Yeah, you will ball your fucking eyes out.
I've only seen the first
part
3
one.
Is great.
Part 3 legit. Legit. Especially you that you're adopted, you would fucking lose your mind.
Am I adopted or am I a robot?
No, you're an adopted robot. You're fine. It's fine. Remember we had that conversation where you remember your conversation where you once told me
I legitimately think I was switched at birth. No, 100%.
Yeah, switched at birth, stolen, whatever. But I think, I legitimately believe that if you watch Kung Fu Panda 3.
Did you see Home? Did we talk about Home?
No, I was definitely at the hospital because my mother went to a hospital. Like, the bitch was pregnant with someone's kid. That kid is somewhere else.
There's some nurse
fuck some shit up.
There's a 32-year-old highly emotional person hanging around like a family that's not emotional. Like, why is she so always crying? Why is she always?
So my mom with me.
There's some light skinned family that's like missing their kids.
Some brunette petite bitch out there.
Yeah,
is like. Why are these people all just...
And why do they never show any emotion? Yeah.
Like, I don't get it.
Home is legit great.
Yeah. I've never saw it, but people say it's really good. People say that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if it's legit great. Like, it was...
I like the story. Like, it's an original story.
And the music
story.
Is fucking...
Yeah, the music
is awesome. Music, I will give it. The music is
fucking
pretty cool.
Awesome. Made my mountain of best soundtracks.
Burrito Torpedo!
I'll say the music is good, but... Well, Incredibles, I oversaturated with it so much, but I can't anymore.
I will never get over it.
I watched it.
I can't.
I worked in insurance. We would play it all the fucking time. I'd like take your kid to work days and like all that stuff. Like, I don't know why they said, oh, the guy's an insurance agent. That's the movie we should play for them.
He's an insurance agent for 0.5 seconds in
it
that
movie.
It
doesn't matter. That was their excuse every fucking year.
Really? I thought it was Cars because it was actually...
We went car into accident. Cars eventually.
No, because Cars was actually in the movie. Like, the company was actually in the movie Cars. It was actually...
They sponsored it, yeah.
So I thought that it would be Cars. Mm-hmm. All right.
Kubo's
good.
Jeff saw it. I haven't seen it.
Wow.
And I saw Kung Fu Panda. That's the first one. And I saw Madagascar, just the first one.
Oh, Madagascar?
We don't have Kung Fu Panda 2.
The first one is the only one that you need to watch.
We don't have Kung Fu Panda 2?
The second one is funny.
But no, it's the second one that gives you...
That's
yeah,
it.
I like them big. No. I like them chunky.
That's it. That is the only part that's good about part 2. And I'm not spending $15.
The third one.
The circus?
I'm not spending $15 for I like them big, I like them chunky.
$15?
I mean... Look, let's go check
it out.
They
don't go on sale?
He's going to buy it.
No, I wouldn't buy part 2. Madagascar,
like
I wouldn't buy it.
Where they go on sale?
I wouldn't buy Madagascar.
We were talking about the wine, by the way, but did you see, because of the other day, that's when I got it.
Well, while Mary's looking up Madagascar 2, we are drinking.
Oh, man, we got the...
It's only 40 minutes
Christy
later.
Christy, look, the emoji movie.
I actually was entertaining. I'm not going to lie. That movie was at least entertaining.
I don't think it was that bad. But it's for free on Netflix,
Meet the Robinsons?
Oh, I love Meet the Robinsons. Let me tell you, Meet the Robinsons is a movie that
you
want to
see me
underrated.
I'll fucking watch. Put that shit.
You
out right
cry
now.
Over Meet the Robinsons
every fucking
what part?
Time.
Is it the part?
The end.
Is it the middle part where it makes you dizzy and then you start crying because you lost your mind?
The end. No, when he realizes when his
spoiler alert, by the way,
whatever,
people.
Spoiler alert. When his future son takes him to finally see that why his mom left him at the orphanage, and he realizes that it's not important, and then he finds out that his parents actually adopted him, and that's his family, and that's the life they gave him.
I get it. It's because you're adopted. I get it. All right. I get it. I understand.
See, you know, I think Meet the Robinsons is one of those movies that I caught
so underrated
on a weekend. Like,
I like that
TV
movie.
And
I just
on
you
TBS.
Talk.
You
know.
All right, guys. So the wine that we're drinking
is
a Seven Moons Red Blend. And I really like the label because it has like all the phases of the moon on it.
Yeah, me and Vanessa were recently talking about it because I bought this moon necklace at SuperCon. And the other day she randomly gets an ad for that moon company.
And it's really cool. I really
creepy
like
Mark
necklace.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Yeah. But so, this is a blend of Syrah, Merlot, Petite Syrah,
Merlot.
Zinfandel, Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, and Grenache.
A little bit of everything.
Grenache?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the first I've ever heard.
I don't speak
I've never seen that word before. So your guess is as good as mine, guys.
I like it.
So far, I like it. We already opened bottle number 2. So
I saw Meet the Robinsons one time randomly. My in-laws used to have an RV, and we were with Sebastian just trying to keep him occupied when he was little, and we put it on in the back, and like Dave and I hadn't seen it, and we were like glued to it. and we were both at the end like boohoo sobbing.
Yeah, I found it like on TBS one weekend, and I started watching. I was like, "What is this?" And then I was like, "Now anytime that's one of those movies."
Oh yeah, anytime it's on, and Link, Link watches it with us, and we'll anytime stop what we're
on.
Doing.
How often is that movie on?
A lot. It's on a lot. On TBS, it's on a lot.
Or Disney Channel. It's on Disney Channel pretty often too.
And
you don't see a lot of Disney movies out on TBS.
Yeah, it'll be on TBS or Freeform.
Okay.
ABC Family.
Yeah. Lego Movie is good too. It's not Disney, but it's good.
I never saw Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
Is it good?
I love that movie.
I loved the old cartoons of Peabody and Sherman.
I never saw the old cartoons.
It's all going back in time and in history and shit. Right up your alley, BFF.
That's what the movie is. And not only that, but it has the song by John Lennon, the My Son, or whatever song. I forget the name of it, but it's about his son.
Mm-hmm.
Ballin'. Ballin'.
I love the real movies.
Ty Burrell play the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the real movies.
What do you mean the real movies?
Real.
Oh, real.
I thought you said real.
Yeah, I thought you said real. I was like, what's not real?
These are real movies.
I like the real movies. I think they're cute. They're fun.
They're really fun.
I think they're colorful.
The music is also good.
I think they're colorful. I like them.
How many Tarzans do you have?
They replicate. I don't know why.
Well, this is Neri's account.
This is my account.
Yeah. Sing is really good.
Sing was very entertaining.
Oh, my God.
And Taron Egerton.
Mm. Of course.
Yeah. A singing gorilla. Mm-mm.
Didn't see Turbo.
I don't think I saw Turbo.
I saw Turbo. I took the kids to see Turbo last summer or the summer before when it was $1 because of the summer movies. And we got there and we're watching the movie. And then, like, at the climax of the movie, the power went out. And when the power finally came back, it was, like, 30 seconds before the credits. And I'm like, what the hell happened? And I haven't had the urge to watch it again, but I still don't know what happened to the snail in the final race of the movie.
He probably won.
I don't know, because he was like losing maybe his powers.
Or maybe so, he lost with dignity.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with he probably won.
Maybe.
But whatever.
Kids look, don't understand Chrissy, those up. Like, I lost, but I won anyway.
The movie you refused to watch because you didn't connect with the main character.
Did you watch the Trolls Holiday Special?
No, I did not watch the Trolls Holiday
Special. Really fun.
But yeah.
So much glitter.
I don't know.
Also, WALL-E, another movie you didn't connect with.
It's not that I didn't connect with it. I was watching it.
I don't understand what's wrong with you.
And I had something to do, so I just stopped watching and I watched something else.
Maybe you're just not a Pixar person.
I like Toy Story.
But that's not the only Pixar movie.
What are the other Pixar movies?
Brave, WALL-E.
I was looking at this yesterday. Pixar.
Yeah, because, like, like I said, I have nothing against them. It's just, I like, if I have to, like, pick, like, animated movies that I love, it's...
Okay, so you have Toy Story, A Bug's Life, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc.
I love Monsters, Inc. movies. And Monsters University is one of my favorites.
Finding Nemo.
I like Finding Nemo.
The Incredibles. Cars.
I like Cars and Cars 3.
Ratatouille.
I like Ratatouille.
WALL-E. Up. Toy Story 3, Cars 2, Brave, Monsters University, Inside Out, The Good Dinosaur, Finding Dory, Cars 3, Coco, and Incredibles 2.
So there's four that she refuses to watch.
Yep.
Four out of 13 the best
ones. The best ones.
And the best ones. Like, they've been nominated for Best... Like, they've legit been nominated for Best Picture.
Babe.
Yeah.
When you're done with that, can you give Sophie cough medicine, please? Okay. Thank you.
I don't know. Like, there's just something about Up that I just don't get. And maybe if I watched it, but, like, I know people obsess.
Can you give it, like, a fair shot, though?
Maybe. I'd have to, like...
No, you have to. You can't watch it and not give it a fair shot.
Yeah, like, I've sat, like I said, I've made it to the fact that, like, he took off. And he finds the kid. I found the kid super annoying.
You have to give it...
That's the point.
Okay.
He's a child.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's right. You didn't mean Kevin or Doug.
I saw Doug. He just wasn't talking.
You couldn't have seen
Doug.
If you got to Kevin, I mean, if you just got to Russell, there's no way you have
gotten to Doug. They got up to some mountainy thing.
Did they land the house?
There's no way you got to Doug.
Like I told you, it was a long time ago that I just even saw that part.
I almost want to stop this and just watch it right now.
I agree.
Like, don't do that to me. Ooh, I'm not in the mood.
Like, I want to turn this off and be like, we'll be back in an hour and we're going to watch it.
It's not an hour. It's longer than an hour.
It is longer than an hour. I either want to do that or WALL-E.
I'd rather watch Up.
I would.
Yeah, she's gonna fall asleep. Yeah,
I can start Wally when they get to the fat people in the like floaty things, because that's where I stopped.
There's no dialogue at all.
Actually, I feel that I made it to him banging on a wall or a door because the robot girlfriend was inside.
Eva.
Sure. So she found the plant.
Like, no, yeah, like, they were up there in that, like, space place.
Right, if he got to the fat people, it's because Eva found the plant. Yeah.
And then they were, like, she was in, like, some, like, they were, like, mechanical people, like, either, like, he thought that he had to save her or something.
Yeah, he was trying to save her because he didn't understand that
she like, had, her directive was to find a plant, and that was it. Like, after she did that, her purpose was done.
Yeah, that's about it.
Didn't do it for me.
Because you didn't finish. It's a whole package. It's not just
I don't understand how you do... I can't.
And I love endings.
No!
Exactly!
You just watched endings! You spent an entire day this week watching just endings!
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I have issues?
Yes, clearly!
No.
The mom is the bear!
Oh my god. Okay, I think we need to take a break, and Stephanie and I need to cool down a little bit, and we'll be right back, guys. Hang on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry, I guess.
You're not sorry.
No, you're not sorry at all.
Actually, probably not.
And we're back.
I think we're done with the movies at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time to move on before we realize that we have nothing in common with this heartless person.
I like how I've taken over the heartless position from Steph.
She's not heartless. She just has no emotion. You are heartless.
I'm heartless. I cry for other stuff.
It's not about crying. It's a... Okay, we're not getting into this again. It's time to move on. So does anybody have anything fun? Any kid stories? Anything?
Did we have something right now?
Well, yes. David, yesterday? Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Don't remember when. It was yesterday or Wednesday. But, so, Link, we have to fight with him, like, tooth and nail almost daily to, like, pick up his room. And so he was telling, like, so we try to do this thing where, like, if he wants to play with one thing, he has to put it away before he takes out something else.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday or Wednesday, David was telling him, so I've been working all summer, David's off with him. And David tells him, he was like, okay, I want to play with this now. And David tells him, he's like, no, you need to pick up before you take this out. And he's like, but why? Because those are the rules. And I'm sick of telling you that you have to pick this up. I tell you every day, you have to pick this up, you have to pick this up. And he looks at him and he goes, well, then maybe you should stop telling me then. I was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got problems coming up.
I don't know where this attitude comes from.
At all.
At all.
I have no idea.
Whatever.
Well, at least you don't have a tiny little, like, horror movie replaying in your house every day.
I mean, I do, but what do you mean?
Well, because Nathan has realized that now, because in school they're riding bikes and tricycles and stuff like that, that he wants to ride his tricycle.
Okay.
And it's like one of these little like sit down like three wheel.
Like a big wheel?
Like a big wheel type. It's a Harley Davidson theme, but basically that.
And, oh, I think we have this.
Yeah, and he wants to ride it, so I don't care. So he rides it from his room to the living room and stuff like that. And basically, The Shining is replaying in my house every day. Because he's literally driving around the halls, and Nathan and Jeff has now taught him to say Red Rum.
That's funny.
So Nathan is just, all you hear is... And here comes, you hear the pedaling coming from one room to the next. Just, that's how he travels. He doesn't walk anymore. He just gets on his bike.
I mean, it's more efficient way to travel.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't blame him.
And he has figured out how to hook his iPad, because it's one of the little, like, iMen thing that has, like, little arms, to the steering wheel.
Nice.
Like, to the handlebars.
So he can watch his iPad and...
Yeah.
Trike around the house.
Exactly. And then the trike has like a little seat with like storage space. So he puts like his little toys and stuff like that. And that's how he'll take them from one room to the other. So this is replaying in my house all the time now.
Lovely.
And Jeff decided, oh yeah, it's a good idea. Let's teach a 4-year-old to say Red Rum. Because that's not creepy.
That's funny.
Well, today my in-laws were at the house. And they were leaving, so we were all in the front yard, and Nathan's, like, running around the grass and stuff like that. And he goes to, like, the corner by the fence, and he's, like, running around over there. And then I just hear, like, da, 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 da. And they go, Nathan, what are you doing? And he's, like, I'm talking. I'm, like, who are you talking to? He goes, the shadows.
Oh.
And I go to Jeff. I go, not creepy. Not creepy at all. No, not weird. Not even a little bit.
Your kid does creepy shit all the time.
Oh, I know she does. That's why I can agree with this. This is not okay.
Kids?
Not okay.
Kids are, like, super weird creepy. So any added thing isn't needed. Like,
oh, well, Link said something creepy the other day. Like, he doesn't do creepy stuff often, but every once in a while, like, I think, you know how, like, sometimes you'll get that. I've read stories where, like, it seems like kids will talk about, like, a past life.
Mm-hmm.
One time, Link said something about... you just got Kung Fu Panda. Panda too.
Digital.
Well, one time Link said something about when he hit his head and died when he was 17.
Jesus.
Okay.
So then,
not weird.
Like a day or two ago. So then, like a day or two ago, he was talking about his big sister, and I was like, "But you don't have a big sister." And he was like, "Yeah, my sister. My sister used to." I forgot what it exactly. He's like, "Yeah, my sister used to say this," and I was like, "Papi, but you don't have a sister." But yeah, there was one night that I was sitting in bed with Link, and David was in the shower, and he was like, yeah, because remember one time when I hit my head, when I was 17, and I hit my head and I died?
Jesus.
And I was like, and it was like super random out of nowhere. And then I looked this up, and apparently there's like Reddit threads of kids talking about.
I always tend to find those threads when I'm like struggling to fall asleep, and I'm like, oh, let me just read something.
You're gonna do this now?
What are you putting?
You're going to do this now?
Brave.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, good. So we can be distracted.
No, he just wants me to cry on my podcast. That's what he wants me to do.
Well, you know, it's been almost 2 years and nobody's cried yet on the podcast.
Because we try not to do sad things on purpose.
This is true. But
I did.
That's true. You did. No, that was Woobro.
Yeah.
When did you cry on Woobro?
That story, remember?
Remember the grandmother?
The guy
remember the mom?
The Alzheimer's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's like, who am I? And then our parents were so busy growing up that we forget that our parents are growing old. She would
have... I like the way you like... were mockingly you were saying in a mocking tone, and I'm still like
I said it in a mocking tone for a reason.
Yeah but it doesn't work because I'm still like, oh my god, yes.
I said it for me to not cry.
And I cried on Woobro,
the immigration
conversation
that actually got to me.
That was a real moment. Yeah So
yeah, we don't do tears here.
Yeah.
Except for now. This is yeah.
Chrissy, did you like Braveheart?
This is like Braveheart Jr.
Yeah.
Saw half of Braveheart.
What the fuck? She oh my god, now I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I was holding my shit together before.
Now he's gonna go angry teacher walk. Listen, if you walk all three of us, that's gonna be like,
that's the perfect game.
Yeah. Grand slam.
I think I watched actually, I don't remember the ending of Braveheart.
What the fuck?
Spoiler alert.
Jesus Christ, man.
Did anything happen after the battle?
the it's battle? There's like Chrissy. 14 battles. First of all, what battle are you talking about?
The blue face battle. The blue face
paint.
Yeah, yeah. That's a, there's a
that's
lot.
That's like the middle of the
that's
movie.
That's literally the middle of the movie.
Okay, that's as far as I got.
Wow, Jesus Christ! All right, all right.
I mean,
I like the fact that you can watch 7 Hallmark movies back to back, but you're right? Like one Braveheart, one Academy Award winner. You're like, nah, halfway through, I'm all right.
Well, I have no urge. I don't like war movies in general. I don't watch them in general.
I don't know.
Who doesn't like war movies?
Me, which is
but it's actually not a war movie. That's actually a love story with war in, as a backdrop. Yeah, like but the, it's actually a
it's
love
a
story.
It's a historical romance. That's what you like.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Not the battle.
There's multiple battles, but I get what you're saying. But there's actual story to the battles. It's not a battle for the sake
you
of a battle. It's not an action.
Me into
it's not
silence, madam.
It's not like Die Hard where there's action for the sake of action. It's actually the battles are part of the story that happens to be part of the love story. It's a
and
bigger.
I get it, but like in general,
do you?
No,
no in general, I don't like. I've never seen the entire. Do you want? Wait, do you want to make Mary walk or not?
Yes.
Did you know that they?
I've never watched Saving Private Ryan.
That's fine. I mean,
okay,
I understand.
Because some people like they freak out over that one.
I've never seen that one either.
Scotland has like an official registry of tartans, and mm-hmm. they had the
what are tartans?
The plaids.
The plaids.
Oh. They had a tartan specifically created for this movie, and they have it registered with the official registry of tartans.
I love
in Scotland.
That. Can I tell you?
And
that
so do the McDucks. The McDuck clan has its own.
I want McDuck tartan.
I've been reading Outlander because of Stephanie, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I was reading it the other day, and I was like, I was reading some of the names in the book, and I was thinking of this movie because some of the clans in this movie are the same clans that are
Rose
mentioned
Leslie,
in the book.
Rose Leslie, who is married to the guy that plays Jon Snow, who played Ygritte in Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. she is a descendant of Frasier of Lovett.
Really?
Yeah, she's part of Clan Frasier.
That's awesome.
Like legit Clan Frasier.
Was there a war cry? I'm listening.
Okay.
Her no. phrase, her war cries. You know nothing,
Frasier.
You know nothing, Chris Martin.
No, Frasier. Not Frasier. Fraser.
Fraser.
There's
Fraser.
No I.
Yeah, there's no I.
Oh, never mind.
I get good try.
I got what you were going for, but yeah.
I don't know.
So, but anyway, yeah. Chris is just disappointing all around.
Seriously.
Today.
Sorry.
I just don't. I've never met somebody who could start Braveheart and then go halfway done and be like, all right, I'm done with it. Like, well, I don't like I understand life gets in the way a lot of times, but I wouldn't like I've watched
like
movies,
how we said we were done with movies.
Like I like you know some movies you're like, oh, life gets in the way and I couldn't finish watching it. But Braveheart's one of those movies to me that I'm like, well, I gotta get back to it. Life got in the way, but now I gotta get back to it.
Well, Braveheart I never saw it in the theaters. And when I was 23, I think it was 22, 23, I was at my then boyfriend's house and we were talking and we had
so you were Netflixing and chilling
before it was a
right,
thing.
Right.
Literally, he had the DVD.
Right.
And we were sitting there talking. We were,
there's no way you had the DVD, Christy. This was like in 1944.
Maybe 2002. We were actually watching the HBO special of Robin
There's
Williams.
There's several of those all over Scotland.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just
Let's take you back to that one. I was watching live, like it was happening. The like that famous like Robin Williams HBO special that
the
happened
Broadway.
Yeah,
going on Broadway. Right,
that one's hilarious.
Well, we were watching it like that. It was on that night. So we were watching that, and somehow when it was over, we were sitting there, and like it came up that I had not watched Braveheart, and he literally was like, you need to watch this movie right now.
You know, it's so funny. I was banging somebody at that time, too. I went over to their house, and I was banging. I can't say who it is because, you know.
During that special.
Yeah. They were like, oh, come over to my house. Let's watch. Because you're into comedy. Let's watch this special. And I was like, sure. Yeah. So.
So like we can do a what were you doing when the Robin Williams Broadway special aired?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, look. So he put it on and we started watching it, and then I fell asleep.
Shocker.
So because at that point it was already like 1 a.m.
4 in the afternoon. So
yeah, no, it was like 1 a.m. So I was like,
I already had dinner. So
no, listen. I used to not sleep.
What do you mean you used to not sleep? You still don't sleep.
I still don't sleep. But I used to be like a serious insomniac before. So for me to fall asleep was a big deal. Also, he had fed me really well. Like his,
his dad
was. Well, yeah, no, the thing is that let me tell you,
with his dick,
give me some of that dick.
Of all the relationships I had, that was the like the one that I wanted to stay in the longest because his parents cooked really well.
The scene is beautiful.
I'm not saying the movie's not pretty. I said the movie was pretty.
You
from
said
the
you didn't like it. But go ahead.
But yeah.
Anyways. I'm so distracted. Like,
yeah, but no, he because his dad was Uruguayan.
No, you're distracted.
That's
we're
such
not,
a good scene.
You're doing a podcast, man. I thought. I'm sorry. You're the one who put it on. But because of what I was about to say before, I was really interrupted and cut off. Shocker, I know. We could record a podcast. We meaning the Geekmore guys could watch a podcast with a movie in the background, address it every few minutes, but then completely continue the normal conversation, and then
we weren't.
She was literally like this movie. Oh my god, look at this.
Her, yeah, not me.
And you.
I just. This is the first time that I had addressed it. But, was that first
continue?
Scene.
I was just watching quietly.
No, yeah, but like his dad was Uruguayan, and his mom Uruguayan.
I think I know. Thank. I,
well,
I'm
but you looked at me funny. Like, why you say it in Spanish?
No, but I looked.
So
at,
I
no,
it.
But I looked at you like to say I've never met somebody who hooked up with a Uruguayan.
Oh, it gets better
because Uruguayans don't deserve love.
Uruguayan father.
What?
No, what? Listen. Uruguayan father, Peruvian mother.
Yum.
Born in Canada.
Mm.
Peruvian food is delicious.
So hello, and Uruguayan is basically like wants to show up. Argentina, so it's also about steaks and like sausage and meat and like,
I'm all about it.
Yeah, so and then the mom, I get Papa La Huancaína. So
what?
Oh,
Papa La Huancaína.
That's so like my cracked Peruvian
potatoes, bro.
It's potatoes and eggs with with this like sauce.
You had me at potatoes and eggs.
Oh, with this sauce,
like that thing that we had at Buya.
No, we had Papa. Eso fue Papa Brava, right?
Papa Brava.
No, but we had something that was potato and eggs, and it had like whipped egg white on it.
No. This is a yellow
this
cream
is like,
sauce.
This is kind of like, how it comes
whatever. It's not, irrelevant.
Yeah, it's boiled potatoes and hard boiled eggs sliced like a like salad form. And they sometimes will place it on a bed of lettuce, actually. And then it's this like yellow cream sauce.
Okay.
Oh, so delicious. But so I would get this like all the time. So I was in that relationship to eat most of that.
Papa La Huancaína.
Thing is delicious.
Does it have cheese on it?
It's like a look, there's the recipe. It's boiled yellow potatoes covered with an even yellower spicy and creamy cheese sauce.
Oh, yes, I know this sauce.
Oh, that's
accompanied
it.
By
potato, eggs, and cheese. You literally just mentioned
Boca's house.
If you would throw beans in there, that would be the four foods, my four top foods of all time.
I'm sure you could have it so with Boca's, like rice and beans.
Boca's house makes mac and cheese with that ají amarillo sauce. Caína. Yeah.
Oh.
It's really good.
There was a place that used to be by Palace that was like a Peruvian restaurant. I don't know if it's still open on the other side of Marshall's or Ross, whatever that thing is there. That
Marshall's.
Yeah, that made that delicious there. But yeah, so I was in and then, so Uruguayan food, Peruvian food, and I got my poutines because my Canadian fix. So
yeah, poutine's amazing.
That's where my Canadian like. Interest
how did you
came
not
from.
Gain like 45 pounds in that relationship?
I was from the ages of 20 to 26, so I had the best metabolism in the world.
That'll do it.
Yeah. After that, it was if that relationship would have been now, I would have. Roll me around. But back then I was that was when I used to like drink and go out all the time, and I actually used to work out all the time back then actually.
Wow.
At one point in time I was in at FIU taking an aerobics class for credit. A dance class for
as
credit.
You do.
Yeah, a dance class
like
for
a Jane
credit.
Fonda aerobics class?
No, like you could take a like not Jane Fonda, but like a cardio.
Obviously, Jane Fonda's not giving the class, Christy.
But like
don't
a cardio class,
joke.
Yeah. Like you could take a cardio class for one credit. You could take.
Like I just want a picture. I just want a picture in the
well,
in
Jane
Christy's,
Fonda was
in Christy's storytelling.
The class.
Yeah, thank you.
In Christy,
I got it. I got you. It's an age joke. I got
in
it.
In Christy's telling, I just love the fact that there's like Jane Fonda walking. It's like, oh, Jane Fonda's here. Like this.
Like yeah, you could take an FIU. You could take one credit. You can take a cardio
what up,
class.
Girl?
So I took the class because I knew that I would.
Like, was it like a jazzercise? Like
no, it was cardio. It was like a step.
Jazzercise is cardio.
Like it was like you had like the step things,
like, and, like, the high-waisted lycra, like,
nah,
with a thong, like, unitard. No, no, you didn't wear it over your leggings.
That was not happening.
Like really thick leg warmers.
If it was
with like, the scrunched down white socks and the white sneakers.
That for like sorority fraternity mixers, like not for like class.
No, dude, that was her everyday attire because
I'm not that old.
But you are.
That's what I wore in middle school.
But you kind of are.
But you're kind of
middle school.
That, you know what? That explains why she doesn't connect to these movies. This is like past her prime.
Real. It's too real.
It's past her prime.
But yeah, like I took that. Then I would go to work at the mall. Would go back. Would go to Scandinavian Bally's. This was pre LA
Bally's. I used to work out at
like
Bally's
when it was called Scandinavia Bally's back then. I would go there, work out, go back to.
I used to work out at Lady of America.
I had a Lady of America membership for a while.
Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ! I never did curves.
No, I never did curves.
I did Orange Theory, and that fucking is hell.
It was really Orange Theory new.
Yeah. Did that like a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, UFIT started giving classes now. They didn't used to give classes.
I think I'm gonna transfer my membership to you.
Okay.
Because I have, like, I use the gym every day, and it's always on a ship. So there's no reason.
I don't want to go to the gym. I just want to take yoga classes.
Yeah, but it's at the gym though.
Yeah, I know.
You have to go to the gym.
But I don't want to use the gym equipment. I just want to take classes.
Okay. All right.
Well then.
Are we good?
What else?
Oh, this morning I was dropping off Sophie at summer camp. We were like 2 minutes late, so I had to walk her in. And there was this little boy saying hi to her. He was like, Sophia, because there's two Sophias in her class. So there's Sophia A and Sophia S, and mine is Sophia S. So he was like, Sophia S, Sophia S. And he was like jumping up and down and waving at her. And in my head, I was like, dude, stop being so thirsty. Like, if she wants to say hi, she'll say hi. And then she noticed him, and she goes, ugh.
And, oh, damn.
And in my head I was like, yeah, that's the right reaction, but I'm holding her hand, so I shook her hand and I was like, hey, be nice. I was like, he just
no,
wants-
that was the right reaction.
It was the right reaction, but I still need to talk.
Actually,
to-
the right reaction would have been like, ugh, why is he so thirsty?
That's exactly what the ugh was. The thirsty part was just implied. But I was like, did she just ugh this poor kid that wants me her? And I think it's the same kid that from the day before. He was like, bye, Sophia S. And she was like, mommy, that's blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say his name because I happen to mention to some of the moms that I do a podcast.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
Well, I happen to mention to some of the moms in the camp that I do a podcast, and God forbid they come across it. I don't want them to hear
right.
me.
Right.
It was Gerald. I'll fucking say it. You know who it is.
Why are you playing footsie with me, Chris?
Gerald.
I'm mad at you right now.
Well, the dog is like moving back and forth. He won't stop.
But yeah, she was like, mommy, that's such and such. And I'm like, uh-huh, is he your friend? She was like, he wants to be my friend. He follows me everywhere. And I'm like, oh, dude. Like, that's not the way.
He's like Hitch in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin James.
No, Hitch in the beginning.
When he falls in love with this chick.
Oh, okay. I'm like...
Hitch in the beginning.
Okay, I guess. Oh, wait.
Are you super thirsty?
Mm-hmm.
Were you thirsty?
Assassin's Creed, the movie that me and Neri just sat there going, I don't know what happened, but I like it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened.
Watch that shit.
That's not shit. That was good.
That was actually good, man.
Yeah, but me and Neri sat
there.
Yeah,
but you'll watch a movie that you don't understand.
Well,
but we don't know that we're not going to understand it until we watch it.
Right. But she won't watch Up, but she doesn't connect with Up.
But she didn't say she connected with Assassin's Creed.
I said it was pretty.
It was pretty.
There was a lot of stuff going on.
There was a lot of going on. We just don't know what happened.
But it looked really pretty. Cool. It looked really cool.
Up
people were flying. There was like...
There was a flying house.
You know what's another...
It flies with balloons. It was like 8 million balloons.
You know what's another movie that I saw? And I saw it in the theater and I was like, I have no idea what's
going on. It's a colorful bird. You would have known that if you would have stuck with it.
Okay.
Jesus.
So violent.
So aggressive.
She's not wrong.
But there was,
whatever.
There's another movie called with Scarlett Johansson, Ghost in the Shell. And we went to see it.
Oh, yes. Oh, the movie where they whitewashed the Japanese people.
Yeah.
And we sat there watching the movie, and I was like, I don't know what's
play
happening.
The end. Skip straight to the end.
Don't straight to that the end. Person.
Straight to the end.
Yes. Yes. Straight to the end.
She deserves it.
The listeners don't know what you're talking about.
We're watching Infinity War now.
They may not have
seen
it.
Straight to the end.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Bucky dies. Straight to the end.
He doesn't die. Wow. He doesn't
I need to
die.
Put that in the notes.
take no prisoners.
He doesn't Holy die. He goes
over. Just like as a GIF, just repeat that shit.
So Steph spoiled Infinity Wars.
I spoiled one person in Infinity War. There's a bunch more people that die.
And they're not dead.
That you know of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you guys seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet?
Yeah.
No.
The post credits. In that one, I was like,
yeah, I was sitting there, and when like there was no more conversation, I was like, ah, that happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
That happened.
Did you guys see it?
Mm-hmm. Ari and I saw it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
That's why I didn't.
It takes me forever to watch Ant-Man.
Are we going to talk about James Gunn?
I mean, we can.
I mean, we can, but this isn't... We don't really do that on Mama.
We don't do geek
That's
news.
More of a Wilbur.
Well, it's more of a, you know, what's right, and it goes along with the whole...
It's like, not a Me Too thing.
It's not. I was going to say... I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say with the whole social climate, I guess. The whole... And then the social media climate of where we're at. You know? They don't want to be a downer, but whatever. Okay. I was just asking out of curiosity.
I mean, you already brought it up. We can.
I mean,
I don't think.
I guess we can't not talk about it now. Thanks for making.
Yeah, we
it
can do it quickly.
Taco, Neri.
I didn't mean to make it awkward.
No, I'm joking.
You want to like explain what happened?
Sure. Go ahead, Neri.
Apparently, so how do I? I'm trying to present this in a non. I'm trying to present it. What's not what I'm looking for?
I'm unbiased
view. So James Gunn, years upon years ago,
James Gunn
is the director and writer of Guardians of the Galaxy Volumes 1 and 2, along with Slither and a bunch of other movies that nobody's ever seen.
He's the brother of my new best friend.
Yes, and he,
yeah,
he on Twitter, he had tweeted out years upon years ago, like tasteless jokes. There were tasteless jokes,
mostly in satire.
They're all jokes,
right?
Tweets of which he apologized for years ago. Didn't apologize for them just now. Years ago, has apologized for them years ago. Didn't delete them. And
which would have probably been the smart thing to do after he apologized.
Here's the thing, though. The reason I bring up the fact that he didn't delete them is because he wasn't trying to hide anything. He wasn't caught like, oh, you try to hide it. He was like, no, this happened. This is a thing that I used to do. It was like crazy, over-the-top, tasteless jokes that were meant for shock value. It was that kind of... to the listener, if you remember back in the day what made Andrew Dice Clay famous, that kind of shock value. Like, it was just... The tweets were whatever. So he apologized. And then years later, fast forward to 2 weeks ago, a bunch of people called him out on it.
Well,
because he's an outspoken
critic
of
Trump,
of the administration, of the current administration,
and a lot of those jokes were directed towards 45. Were they not?
No.
Well, no. He no.
No, this the is years jokes, upon years
they're
ago.
They're like years. And years. Oh, okay. And years.
I'm talking about they were like but 10, he was, 10, 15
but
years ago.
Something happened specifically,
right? Because he's an outspoken critic of Trump. Internet trolls,
mm-hmm,
or people who support Trump, went back into his Twitter history and pulled them forward, like mm-hmm, brought them back
the
into the spotlight.
The
yeah. So,
they literally said. He's an outspoken critic of the administration, yet these are the things that he used to tweet. We wanted to knock him down a couple pegs. That was a quote.
Right.
And so Disney pretty swiftly.
Yeah, like immediately.
Fired him. So that was a thing. And now there's kind of like a whole school of thought where people are like, well, why are you firing this guy for that when there's been plenty of other people who are still hired or are still working for Disney or have worked for Disney that have been, you know, said crazier things, I guess, or whatever. So right. That's the whole kind of conversation.
Well, first of all, in my, I'll give my opinion and then I'll do like the devil's advocate. In my opinion, like, I kind of think that like it's kind of all bullshit, and I don't think they should have fired him to begin with.
I agree with that.
But here is the thing: Disney is a company that, in general, has, I think, for the most part, always been like extra cautious when it comes to this kind of shit.
Can I stop you right there for a second?
Can I make my point?
No, 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds. Just I'm not gonna stop you. I'm just gonna give my. They are now a company that doesn't like that because they haven't always been that kind of company. Insert Dumbo and the Crows here.
Okay, right.
So I'm just saying now right. They are a company that they don't take shit.
Right. Yeah. In modern times, yes. They are because
in recent days,
I'll give you a recent example. Right. Not in the racist history that they have had, because in recent days and within, and I'll give you. Yes. An example is within the last year, John Lasseter, who was the CEO of Pixar, who I loved until I found this shit out,
yeah.
There were accusations of harassment that were brought up, and nothing was even proven, and he stepped down.
Yeah.
So, and it was quick. He took a 6-month leave of absence, and then after that 6-month leave of absence, he stepped down, and that was it. There was no investigation. There was no like, let's fight this. There was no nothing. So, I mean, granted, there is a ton of history in Disney.
No, like, and that's the only thing I wanted to make sure that in recent history, Disney is that company to not take shit.
80s or 90s, like yes, in our modern era. I mean, Dumbo,
Peter, the Disney we know today,
Dumbo, Peter Pan, Song of the South. There's a bunch of shit like in the, you know, before the 70s, that's racist and
Three sexist, Amigos.
Racist and sexist and whatever. That's
well, the Three Amigos are coming to DuckTales, the new DuckTales.
Yeah. Three Caballeros is already
Three Caballeros. Caballeros. Okay.
Yeah, they are coming to DuckTales.
Same thing.
They are coming to DuckTales.
Uber racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Disney is one of the most powerful studios, if not the most powerful studio, and they're not in a position to take any kind of risks. I mean, they have they have too much at stake. So I understand the position that they're in and why they have to take that kind of make those kind of swift decisions and really like shoot first and ask questions later. I get it, but I think it's bullshit. I mean, I think that there are plenty of people that do shit like that and, you know, don't really mean it or and it's also like America, like, free speech exists for a reason,
but free speech doesn't protect you from freedom of consequence.
Oh no, it doesn't. And
but then again, like, these tweets weren't hidden. Like, back to what Nary was saying, like, these tweets weren't hidden. If Disney was worried about their image, they would have done some digging and they would have seen those tweets,
right?
And they could have been like, hey, you want this job, you just need to delete them.
I also think that they now have a little bit of a kind of a PR nightmare, considering the entire cast put released like a couple of days ago an open letter in support of this guy. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't think that they saw that coming. And I don't know how I don't know the ins and outs of it, and if like the cast did this through their publicist, and I don't know if their like publicity teams knew that they were doing this. So
I'm sure. I don't think stuff like that.
It usually doesn't. Usually stuff like this is run through people and agents and managers and all kinds of stuff. So I'm interested to see how this plays out. I read something, I think yesterday, that said that despite all of this, Disney still plans not to hire bring him back. But I also, when this
well,
first...
Yeah.
I really want DC first, to hire him. I really want DC to hire him.
When this first came out, it was still not confirmed that he was on board to direct Guardians 3.
No, that's
3.
Not true. He was already...
Oh, he was?
He was already writing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I read that at some point that he wasn't... He was writing it, but not confirmed to direct.
No. He was already
there. Okay. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
I mean, Disney would not say he's no longer directing Guardians. He wouldn't have a job to get fired from if he wasn't already set to direct.
Well, they could have been considering like had a very
short
list of people.
You can't fire him if he's not actually hired. Even if you're on a short list to possibly be hired, you can't get fired from that. You're just no longer on a short list.
Okay.
The fact that Disney came out, the fact that Disney came out and said he's fired,
you're no longer in the running,
means he had a job to get. Yeah, the fact that they came out and said he's fired means that he had a job to get fired from.
Right.
So he already had been confirmed. To your point, Stephanie, I agree with you in the whole sense of like I think it's bullshit. However, with everything you said about them not being that company that they don't want to take any chances or whatever, I will say, to play devil's advocate to your devil's advocate, I will say is Disney is that big that they could have literally said, they could have put out a thing politely saying that we've talked to James about this. He is deeply sorry for what he had done, mm-hmm, 10 years ago, for those jokes that he made 10 years ago that are not appropriate. And he has grown since then as a person, and we moved on.
Right. They could have
They could have gone that route. And no, here's the thing. They are so big. Mm-hmm. They are so big that I don't care who your alliances are when the next Guardians 3 comes out. If you were gonna see it, you're still gonna watch it.
Oh yeah!
Like, you get me? Like, if they would have kept James Gunn, Disney's the company that, by the way, got a lot of heat back in the day, not too long ago, for having gay days at Disney World.
And they still have them.
And the Christian groups were like, we're gonna boycott you. We're not gonna go to your parks. We're not gonna watch your movies. And Disney said, do what you do. We're gonna have gay day. We're gonna have Pride, mm-hmm, days at Disney. And guess what? There's still a lot of, you know, yeah, Christian groups going to Disney World because they're that big that, yeah, Disney's like, oh, what, are you not going to take your family to Disney World? No. Okay, buddy, we're still going to have Pride Day. Go suck a dick.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean,
I think they're that big. I think they're that big. They could have just put their foot down and be like, eh,
you're
what?
Right, and I don't disagree with you because their audience is their audience and it's really not going to go
they're
anywhere.
They're fucking Skynet, dude.
They really are.
They're Skynet. What are you going to do? You're going to boycott us, Touchstone, and fucking, and, right, and Marvel? Go get the fuck out of here.
Comes to things
and now Fox.
But when it
and,
comes,
and now Fox.
When it comes to things like
we
that.
We got a Xenomorph, bitch. What you got?
When it comes to things like that, though, like
really
they,
excited. Chris is like, "What's wrong with you?"
When it comes to things like that, though, like they don't fuck around when it, and they,
yeah,
always,
some of those jokes were like, "I like when little boys touch me."
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah. No, they were
they
outrageous.
Don't fuck around. Like they say,
I'm not defending
like they
the as a comedian
clean when it comes to shit. Like
as a
that,
comedian,
yeah, don't fuck around.
As a comedian, I am not defending the jokes. I am defending the right to be able to say them.
Right.
Well, look,
but you also have
Rooker deleted, like, I don't know how many,
yeah,
tweets.
Yeah, he did.
Who?
Rooker.
Mike.
Oh, Yondu. Yeah.
Yondu had to, like, he's like,
just say
just
Mary Poppins?
In case. Or Mary Poppins.
Just say Mary Poppins, bitch.
Just in case.
Y'all.
Just in case. And he's, quote unquote, dead.
Right.
And he still was like,
no, not now.
Except Uncle Ben.
Not now. There's a new writer in town. Apparently, there's going to be a new writer. So they're going to do
that. Nobody got my joke, guys? Come on. I made a nerd joke and you just glazed over it.
That's not really a joke. That's kind of a saying in the nerd community.
I know. It's a rule.
Right.
It's Stan Lee's rule.
Right.
Okay. Listen, there's a quote unquote.
Where's the joke? I don't understand why you want me to give you credit for it.
I acknowledge when I can't even. I actually say.
Oh, shit. Go on, girl. I like that. I like that.
Thank you, BFF. All
right. Go ahead. Continue, Christy. I'm sorry to cut you off. Somebody else did.
What happened?
Whatever. She doesn't like Brave.
It's true.
Okay, that's going to end badly. Whatever's happening with that dog right now is going to end badly.
Oh, boy.
Lady, what are you doing, sweetie?
Wait. Stop. The dog is wrapped up in the cables.
Oh, shit. It's like under
she
her
needs
arm.
To step over. Lady, move.
There we go. I'm like, I just like, whatever's happening is going
to
end badly
like,
with the dog.
But Lou's not doing anything.
Anyway, sorry to bring the room down, I guess. I just thought that was a cool topic.
No, it's interesting.
No, I don't think you brought the room down.
Let me tell you, I had this conversation, and this may be like, let's see where I can take the room, Neri.
Okay.
Because
you already brought the room down, so whatever.
I've had this conversation with somebody recently because it's the question of the evolution of people, right? Like, should these people be held accountable for things that they did years in the past if they have since
changed?
Grown,
changed, or, you know, admitted that they were wrong in what they did. And also, I don't think James Gunn, in not deleting the things, it was exactly wrong just because at the time when he put them out there, at the time that he apologized for them, social media wasn't what it is today.
No, it's not.
So I don't even think that they thought, oh, I should go back and delete things. Once I apologize for them, it's okay.
Right, but how many times have we said the internet is forever?
But back then,
but no, but even back then, like,
it's also the kind of thing where, like, you can't convey, and I say this all the time, you cannot convey tech. Tone.
Yeah.
You can't convey tone. I'm sarcastic as fuck, and I find myself all the time, anytime that I text something, I have to be like, is it obvious that I'm being sarcastic here, or do I have to put an emoji or an LOL?
It's true. I do hate you in text. It's true. So, it's very different. But I like you in person, and then text, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with her? She's the worst. And then it's true. No, I get you. I'm backing you up, BFF. Well, like, look, I'm backing you up.
Last,
he's proving your point.
I'm proving your point. What the fuck?
You cannot convey tone over a text message.
So, like, sure. Like, well, when I read through those, and he's like, and I'm reading, I'm like, oh, I like to touch little boys. I'm like,
I like when little boys touch
or
me.
Or I like, right, or whatever.
Big difference.
Right. Big we're not talking about priests here.
Is there a big difference between liking when little boys touch you and you touching a little boy? Is there really that big of a difference?
I don't know. Is there?
No, not really. It's still a little boy.
It's still. Wait, hold on. No, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
No.
You got me. Almost got me. Not today, Satan. Not today. Not today.
But like, I don't know how I almost got you, but how is there a difference between the two? They're both bad.
They're both bad. There's a difference, though. I never said one of them is good.
There's diarrhea and then there's explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, I never said one of them is good. Ever said that. I said there's a difference.
Well, but
not that big of a difference.
No, we're just not even going to go into that.
I'm walking.
Can't let this go.
Let it go. But like, okay. Last week was San Diego Comic Con. The week before last, even. And I didn't realize, like, time frame wise, they had a panel for Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog. Which it was Joss Whedon.
What are
Felicia,
we talking about?
There's a point to this.
Something that she likes.
It's called Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog. It's amazing.
It's from the 1920s.
No, it's not.
It was like a viral internet thing that happened during the writer's strike.
Yes, and it was Joss Whedon. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it. It's one of me and Jeff's favorite things. We actually own the DVD. Joss Whedon directed, wrote it, all that stuff.
Neil Patrick Harris. And so is Nathan this guy, Fillion, that one.
And Felicia Day.
During Mary could care less.
Yeah, they just had.
I'm waiting for somebody like, and?
No.
And then who?
No, this is just like the Wolowitz from Big Bang. It was okay. The only other person in
it. I may want to watch it now.
But like, it was literally like they were having an anniversary panel at San Diego Comic-Con. It was the 10 years. It was released in 2008. They were talking about the fact that during that, releasing a web series was something that was unheard of, something new, and that they actually were going to Felicia Day because she was like the online guru, because she had this thing called The Guild, which is still one of my favorite web series out there. And she was
teaching. I
didn't
even think Netflix series were a thing then.
No, it wasn't. And she was saying how she was teaching Joss Whedon and Nathan Fillion and all these guys what Twitter was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't have Twitter.
So
10 years
to
ago.
Think, I 10 still don't years know what Twitter ago. Is. But
so
the thing is,
Sprint,
10 years ago.
Remember the Sprint commercials where they were like, 25 million people, blah, blah, are watching this commercial right now, blah, blah. 15 million don't know where Twitter was. When that commercial came out, I was like, no, really, what's Twitter? Like, I was literally saying, no, really, what the fuck is Twitter?
So at that point in time, we're talking 10 years ago that James Gunn did these tweets. To say, okay, I'm sorry for them, but not delete your history would have not been unheard of. Now, you put something out there, it's deleted in seconds because you're like, fuck, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Back then, the idea of deleting something wasn't a thing because you were not implicated. The same thing that Neri, we talk about all the time, all these movies that get all sorts of shit and backlash before the movie even starts because they start announcing now how they've changed directors or how they've changed writers or how this, and everybody's like, oh, that movie's gonna be a disaster because they've changed five or six different directors. Back then, we didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't some information that was given to us because of the fact that it wasn't accessible to everybody. Now, the second that a director changes, you find out in 2 seconds. and it's all over things. So back then, for him not to delete it doesn't exactly shock me, because he had, and even more, he had accepted it. He had owned it.
This is where he comes
from. You know what I mean?
Owned it. Yeah, but Chrissy, he, since then, between then and now, he's had, like, there's been other, he, you know what I mean? Like, you could go back and delete them.
But how many times a day do you think about things that you posted 10 years ago?
And that's the thing is, also,
like, unless, when it comes up on your On This Day.
Yeah.
But, also, I mean, but even
On This Day, James Gunn, you tweeted that you like little boys touching you. Oh, shit. Was that the anniversary? Is today the anniversary? Let me go back and delete this shit. Like, I have a fucking corporate job
Facebook,
now.
That's Facebook. But that's Facebook. That's not
Twitter. No, Twitter doesn't remind you of that shit.
Twitter doesn't remind you.
Yes, it does. It's on. It's called Time Hop.
Oh. Yeah, but like that's the thing is like, and then, which this was a big debate, and we won't go into the like intricate details of this debate that I had recently. There is some people and some things that you can repent for and you can change and you can outgrow. Saying stupid jokes and not knowing that you're kind of being offensive.
You're being super offensive.
You can outgrow and be mature. But
can you, Neri?
I'm hoping.
Never!
One of these days,
one
right?
One of these days.
Never!
But, you know, being a racist freaking pedophile, you're not gonna, I don't care how you've been saved, you still did it. You know what I mean? Like, tweeting, joking, unaware of the,
like, ramifications.
Yeah, that you can, you're, because let's put it this way. How much shit did we do in our 20s?
That, so glad we didn't have that, Twitter back then.
Let me tell you. I am 40 years old. I joined social media in my 30s.
Tell us again, Grandma.
Yeah. I think I was, if I'm not mistaken, I might have been 30, maybe 29 to 32. Because I can't even remember when I joined Facebook.
Right.
But let's put it this way. It was whenever you were allowed to go on Facebook without a .edu.
Yeah. That's when I joined, too.
Because I didn't have an .edu.
.edu?
Yeah, you needed a college.
Yeah, Facebook. I joined Facebook in 2005 because I had a dot. I had a .edu.
Yeah, I had already left.
I think
FIU.
I joined in 2008. I think it was like right when Neri and I started dating, is when I joined Facebook.
Yeah, like I recently got access to my MySpace.
I've been trying and I can't.
I finally was able to get in. Mind you, nothing is fucking there.
Oh really?
Like nothing worthwhile is there. Like I was
pictures,
really sad.
They're all for TBT.
I tried to get in.
I log in my MySpace when I just want to be alone.
I think I was actually smart because I logged into my MySpace thinking I was going to find all these pictures and all my folders and all my albums were empty. So I think I was smart enough and I deleted.
You were smarter than James Gunn.
I deleted all my pictures from it.
That was good, honey.
And hey, maybe if James Gunn goes to DC, we'll actually get a good movie out of them.
Mm. Hey, Wonder Woman was good.
I know Wonder Woman was great.
That's great.
I don't know, man. That 1984 looks kind of fucking
amazing.
No,
what 1984?
The Wonder Woman
World War sequel.
Oh, those, some of those pictures that have come out, I'm like, ooh, could we have picked another time frame? That is not attractive.
Why?
Like the 80s. Are awesome. That's, no, but like men's fashion in the 80s.
No one's fashion in the 80s were great.
First of all, Steve Trevor in a members only jacket. Excuse me.
He could totally get
yeah,
it.
He could
I'm talking about the villain.
He could. I don't care about that.
I don't like her at all. That's the one thing that I'm like.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not. I mean, I'm hoping that she proves me wrong, but I feel like I'm not going to be able to take her seriously because it's Junie's with the baby arms.
I don't know that character.
Oh. I have a strong hand.
I don't know that character.
No, I don't know.
My popcorn. What?
There's like a lot that needs to be, but like that's. I think that's my thing. Like I just don't. What is the line that we allow people forgiveness?
Honestly, I feel like I don't know if it should have been forgiven. He should have apologized again. But I think that I feel like Disney should have stood behind him.
That's what I mean. I think it's at this point it wasn't enough. Like he has apologized.
It's not like
tweets.
He just came out and said I like when little boys touch me. Like This was old, and it was explained that it
was... What are you watching?
Shocking. Like, he was writing it for shock value. His brother came out and defended him. You know, his cast all came out and defended him. Like, people are defending him left and right.
Let's talk about that. His cast is made up of some very vocal females.
Yep.
Because Karen Gillian is very vocal. Zoe Saldana, very vocal. Palm, like...
I love her.
Can't pronounce her name. I'm not even going to try. But, you know, and Chris Pratt, for all that he, you know, is a very, you know, female-forward actor.
He's also apparently very religious.
Yes, and he... is very big on supporting, you know, his cat, like the right way, like kind of deal. So, you know, at what place do we get to the point where someone's apology for something no longer counts? And I'm not talking about apologizing for, you know, again, you're a pedophile, you did something, you're a rapist. Listen, I'm sorry doesn't cut it.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
That's what I see, like the Target lady.
Right.
But like, we're so that's my only thing with it is like, okay, there's levels, and I don't think this is the level that we need to attack, or this is not the type of person that we need to attack.
I feel like Disney could have been like, we're gonna put him on like some sort of suspension.
Sensitivity training.
They could have put him in a pop out. They could have given him a timeout. Like, hey, we're going to put you on suspension for like 4 months or whatever while we look into this, while we figure out what's happening, you know, to cover their asses, because they do need, at the end of the day, they do need to cover their asses. But I honestly, I don't feel like he should have lost his job over this.
Oh, I don't
like,
even.
Forget, I, let me tell
How old
you.
Is he?
I don't know.
40s?
Like, probably? Let me tell you, TMC.
TMZ.
No, the Walking Dead.
AMC.
They reinstated this.
They reinstated Chris.
They handled this whole thing better than Disney did.
They also don't have as much as at stake.
Granted, but you have an accusation. The person was put on suspension.
Yeah, no, I know.
The whole Chris Hardwick thing. Like, the person's put on suspension.
They don't have the reputation that Disney does.
No, first of all, they don't have as much at stake as Disney, but they don't have as much to
gamble.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all relative.
And it's also, but yeah, and but Chris.
Okay, well, he's 52 now.
And Chris Hardwick's accusations were also a little bit more. Severe.
Yeah. To me, the Chris severe. Hardwick thing was way worse.
Because it wasn't jokes that he said. It was actual
abuse and then rape allegations and stuff. So
yeah, like so they did an investigation. They put him on suspension. They removed him from the show. And then after their investigation, they have now reinstated him. So it's like if they handled it better than Disney did. Because Disney, like if they could have acted really like crazy at first, I'm like, okay, you're out. But then after looking into it and after seeing everything and now after seeing the reaction of the people and your cast, you know, they could have said, you know, while, you know, that we are bothered by this, have him send out a formal apology again. Have him...
But they're not going to do it because they're not in the position to take any risks. So.
Yeah, so that's...
They
that's
are, a, though.
They have so much power.
Disney has so much power.
I agree with you, but they won't do it.
I'm not saying they will.
Alone, like, they won't do it.
They don't have principle. They don't. They have dollar signs. They're a corporation. That's what people don't understand. Corporations don't have principles. They don't have morals. They have dollars and signs. They have dollar signs. That's what they have. They have responsibilities to their shareholders. They have responsibilities to whoever makes them money. People go, oh, that's an evil corporation. It's not evil. It's not a glorious. You know what I mean? They're not a holy corporation either. They are a corporation. And all they are trying to do is do right by who's going to bring them the most money. And if they feel that their dollars and cents are being attacked or being threatened, that's when they act. They didn't act on their own. It's not like Disney found this out on their own. We just found out about these tweets. It's because people on the internet complained, and they're afraid that those complaints are going to turn into less dollars and cents. That's all that is. Let's be honest. Moral high ground, companies don't have this.
I read something about the shareholders. shareholders voting on this.
Well, and also, if you really think about it, like, because of that, and because of the fact that they are Disney, they are also probably taking the road of this is an established franchise. This is something that no matter who helms it is probably still going to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Totally agree.
So, you know, get rid of the quote-unquote bad apple.
That's why it doesn't matter.
And they could put Taika on it. They can put Kevin Smith on it for all intents and purposes. And it's still going to be what it is. Because even Kevin Smith will tell you when he does The Flash and he does Supergirl and things like that. There and like he'll tell you, like, I come in, there's a formula. They're already gonna be this way. I'm just here to shoot it. I can't break this thing. Like, and Guardians is right now part of the Marvel machine. Hit like it's very gonna be very rare that he can go in. Anybody's gonna be able to go in.
Full of directors that have dropped out of Marvel movies and Star Wars movies because they're not fitting in with what like Disney is like the pattern that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because like Kevin Smith, when he did one of his last shows, he was talking about the fact that like he's like, listen, don't give me credit for anything that I did on The Flash because that's the Flash machine. Like, the Supergirl and Flash machine, I came in, the script was not written by me. You know, I came here and I directed, but everything else was, it's a pattern, it's a set thing. Like, I was basically there for, to enjoy myself, but they all knew what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, all right.
Actually, you know, it hasn't been confirmed by Disney that they're not rehiring. They're saying it's unlikely, but there's no official confirmation that they're not rehiring him.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Can't stop it.
Come on down to DC, buddy.
The petition that's going, that's being put to the shareholders has gained over 175,000 signatures.
What would you want him to direct?
I think his style would be The Flash.
Anything.
No, I think his style lends itself more to The Flash. More humor. Flash is already a funny comic. More so than the other major ones. But I think that kind of... Or Lobo.
Eh?
Lobo.
King?
Lobo is a space bounty hunter. That he rides a space motorcycle.
Okay.
Riveting.
I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, if I broke it down to you in those plain terms, you wouldn't be like riveting either. Be like,
which one is he?
Fair enough.
It has a talking raccoon with a tree.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Riveting.
Okay.
Well, I mean, talking raccoon.
But it's really cute when it eats M&Ms.
You would have. No, you're right. You would have told me that. I would have been like, that sounds stupid as fuck.
It has a talking trash panda.
You're right. I probably would have told you that was stupid as shit. Why did this pause? What happened?
I don't know why I paused. I didn't pause it.
Mary wanted you to pay attention.
We are having a serious conversation.
Look, this is a scene where they pay tribute to Star Wars. And every Marvel movie, somebody loses a hand. And that's a tribute, a direct tribute to Empire Strikes Back. Like they've said it.
I learned something. Mm-hmm. Guys, I learned something. All right, so I think...
We're done.
Talking about, you know, pedophiles and stuff is a good place to stop for the night.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Well,
jokingly.
Yeah.
He's not a pedophile.
It's totally different.
But I mean, I was operating under the impression that he was like 20 something when he wrote these tweets.
But these tweets were like 10 years ago.
He's 40 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
Man child.
40 year olds should know better.
Not back then.
40-year-olds should know.
Not back then.
Pedophilia is not a joke.
It was a joke 10 years ago. Just like I was watching. 10 years ago. I was just watching. I've been, because I'm a dork.
15 years ago?
No, because I'm a dork. I was just rewatching Heart of Dixie. Show aired in.
We watched Heart of Dixie 600 times. She wants to fucking watch.
Yeah.
Can't finish Braveheart once.
It finished in 2014. So the show was on from 2007 to 2014, something like that.
The show was on from 2007?
No, it's like, it's four seasons. I'm sorry, my math is wrong.
That show was on for 7 years?
So 2010 to 2014. I saw an episode the other day that he gets a, he wakes up the next morning and there is a XXL t-shirt on his nightstand, and he spends the rest of the episode wanting to find out which fat girl he slept with.
That's still not pedophilia.
But that was hobby.
Uh-huh. And then, so which one was it?
That was acceptable humor of 2010.
That's still acceptable humor now.
People still
That is not body positivity right now. If you got on a show, mainstream TV show right now, if you make fun, you can't say that.
First of all, Hearts of Dixie was never mainstream. Stop it.
It was CW. That's not mainstream. That's CW.
Was it CW?
Yeah, it's CW.
I thought it was like TNT.
No, it's CW. That's network television.
Yeah, it's network television.
That was network television in 2007. That's CW in 2007.
You can't say fat girl now.
You cannot have a whole thing where everybody shows that shirt to people and people are like, "What did you do? How did you go home with a fatty?" Like, literally that type of conversation. You cannot have that on TV today.
That's not true.
Not about a girl anyway.
Not today.
That was six years ago. That's sad.
So in 10 years ago, could you have made a joke about that? Maybe.
Not pedophilia.
Speaking of the Guardians.
Yeah. It's like that. My only thing is, I just think that, like,
well, they're gonna find the pirate angel.
The progression of sensitivity and that over the years, it's very different. Remember, we're talking Mad Men time. Listen, you know, slap the girl on the ass and keep walking, and you know, just sit there and look pretty and sleep with your boss because that was what your job was.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, yeah,
could. A tasteless joke. Yeah, I could have seen it happening in 10 years ago, for sure. Even at 40, that's the thing. Like, and I'm saying, like, I was taken aback by that, like, that episode. Like, and this is me watching it now, which I've seen that show God knows how many times, and I was like,
there was something else I was watching that aired like recently, but like in the past, like within the last 10 years that I was watching, I'm like, yeah, you can't that, even now, even though it's not that old.
Yeah, no, I'm watching Rules of Engagement. The amount of your gay jokes that go on in that show, I'm like, oh, there's no way you could pull off those jokes now. There's literally like, oh, you know how I know you're gay, like, it's literally that, especially season one,
like 40-year-old virgin,
it's,
you know,
very,
I know you're
heavy
gay?
On the, oh, you're gay, you're, oh, that's gay and whatever, and that's the punchline, and I'm laughing, but I'm like, man, you can't get away with this shit nowadays. Mm-hmm. But that's completely different than fat jokes. You can't get away with fat jokes.
Not with body positivity nowadays.
Such pussies. Jesus Christ, guys.
I probably think you can't say that either.
Look, the pirate angel.
I can't say it with such pussies?
Yeah.
Hey, you couldn't get that on CW, no. HBO.
No, but I mean, like, if you would say something as along the lines of that, it would be considered probably, somebody would be offended about, like, you sexist, saying the term pussy.
I can't say the pussy.
No,
awesome.
Probably not.
Guys, this is ridiculous. Thank God. Thank God I'm not famous.
But, like, yeah, like, that's
I'm so glad I'm not more successful.
Oh, yeah. Thank God you're not famous. I'm so upset.
I would rather have those problems, okay, Neri?
Yeah.
I would rather be hanging
I'd rather be having to put out your PR fires.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, no, I definitely would.
Nobody would.
We'd be making much more money.
Listen, yes, if we but were sitting, you'd be under so much more scrutiny.
Yes, but if we were sitting poolside in California in our, like, you know.
We'd be much better off.
More money, more problems, y'all. More money, more problems.
I can deal with those problems.
I think those champagne problems, I can deal
with. Yeah, we can deal with those champagne problems.
That really is bothersome that you can't make fat jokes. And this is coming from a lifelong fat guy.
You can make fat jokes about yourself. A skinny guy cannot make fun of sleeping with a fat girl.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
But you had a funny joke about sleeping with fat girls.
I did.
But you're fat. Like, not, it's not offensive, but you could probably put it off. But it wasn't offensive.
It was, what was it? Like,
the best part about sleeping with a fat girl is not the sex, because the sex is great, but the best part about sleeping with a fat girl is that you know for a fact you didn't get breakfast the next morning.
That's funny.
You're going to be woken up to the song, click, 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 click. That's just her beating the eggs. Take it easy, relax. And they're very sharing. I'm like, hey, I'm making myself a 12-egg omelet. You want one? I didn't even know I had 12 eggs in my house. You didn't. She went grocery shopping. She got you one. You got you. Don't worry about it.
But, like, that's fine. But if you were...
I had a fat girl get mad at me for that joke. And I was,
I wonder why.
No, yeah.
Why are you mad?
I legitimately asked her. I'm like, what's the problem? She was like, oh, you were making fun of fat girls. I go, how did I make fun of fat girls? I said, that's the best part. I said, that's awesome. And by the way, before that, I said that having sex with a fat girl is awesome. So what part of this joke is offensive?
Well, look. Oh.
And she literally said, yeah, you said that, but I know what you really meant. I'm like, I think you're projecting.
But Neri, I don't know if anybody else here, but you, I know I have seen him thanks to you, Jim Jeffries Live.
Right.
There is
He's a dick, but I love him.
No, but not even, no. Like, there is shit that I heard from him seven, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's no fucking way that's still in his routine nowadays.
No, he does crazy shit now.
No, but like what he, there was stuff that he said about wearing the jerseys and about, like, not gonna lie, like he talks about dead babies.
Nothing is more offensive. Nothing is more offensive to people, to the general public, than religion. And his,
that's true.
He still has a hard stance on religion. All religions.
Yeah,
and
but
there's
like, no,
nothing gets people. I don't care about fat, gay. There's nothing that offends people more than religion. And when you talk shit about religion, and he still does his whole, you're not gonna get more offensive than that.
Jim Jeffries.
The difference between Jim Jeffries is A, the persona of I don't give a fuck what you think. B, he's really smart. Yeah. So it's not
he's really smart.
So it's not just a dumb guy saying fuck God or fuck religion. He's giving you reasons why, smart reasons why he believes that religion is dumb. And it's coming from somebody who has faith, me. And three, on top of everything else, he's funny. So
no, yes,
it's
and
hard.
Yeah, I feel like you can get away with saying crazy shit
when you're funny.
When it's funny.
You know, just like, he has a joke where he goes, oh, he will make a joke and people will get offended. And he goes, oh, somebody, oh, what kind of person would say such a thing? What kind of person will make a joke about something like that? A comedian. That's what the fuck I am. I'm a comedian. Who cares? Like, right?
Well, look, like Trevor Noah just got in trouble for a routine that he did 10, like almost 7 years ago.
I don't think that's fair.
Because of a routine that he did, because it was talking about, and I can't remember the tribe that the women are from or the area of Africa. Like, he makes fun of a certain type, a certain area. And it's not even that he makes fun of them. Like, he's talking about sleeping with them. And he says something about, like, the way that, like, the next morning, like, they'll freak out. And he says something in their dialect. And they have lost their shit now, 7 years ago. They're bringing it back up. Now nothing is safe. Saying anything is not safe.
I'm so sad. Fat jokes are hilarious.
And you can still do fat jokes. But judging somebody or saying that it's inappropriate or saying that, like, you had, like, a horrible, regrettable night because the girl you hooked up with was fat.
Yeah, that's very different from saying...
It's a fat joke.
Right, but that's very different from saying that... It's awesome because you know you're going to get breakfast in the morning.
Well, in all fairness, I had to change that joke because originally I said the way I wrote the joke originally was people look at me and they go, oh, you're fat, so you have to like fat girls. And a lot of fat girls like me and I don't like fat girls. I'm not into fat girls. That was my whole thing. And that's the way it started. And then I said the only thing I do like about fat girls is that you're going to get breakfast in the morning. That's the way the joke was originally written. And I got so much fucking side eye, and because I'm a little sensitive fucking Nancy, that I don't like anybody not liking me. Like, I need people's approval all the fucking time.
I think.
I changed it to, I love fat girls. Fat girls are awesome. Fat, you know, having sex with a big girl is awesome. Oh, I changed it from fat girls to big girls, because that's another thing. I said, big girls are awesome.
Well, see, this is you saying that you cannot make a fat joke.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's sad. And that's fucking, well, here's the thing. I would have gotten more resistance towards the joke, but I still could have done it. Like, I wasn't gonna get hired for that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the improv was like, we can't book you because you do that joke. That wasn't a thing that was gonna happen. My sensitive ego could not take people not liking me. That's the difference between me and Jim Jeffries. Jim Jeffries has a persona of, I don't give a fuck if you like me or not. I don't need you to like me.
He's also British.
He's Australian, but okay.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Okay, all
right. I basically drank the two bottles
by
myself.
An accent.
I'm helping you.
Barely.
He has an accent. That's all that matters.
It's okay. You can get away with stuff when you have an accent.
He's the only person that can say cunt, and it sounds really good.
I I love what he says, cunt. I love what he says, cunt. It's like magic.
I love when everyone, anybody says cunt. I think cunt's a magical word.
No, but in
an Australian accent,
an Australian British accent, it sounds magical.
You keep saying British. It's an Australian accent.
Like I said, I said Australian and British.
Even Irish. Like anything not American. Because we do that, like we do a hard C.
So do they.
No, but yeah, theirs sounds better. Yeah,
they do a harder
better.
C and they don't do a T.
And they do a hard
C. We do a hard T.
That's what
so
it
we
is.
So we say cunt and they say cunt. And they there, kind of cut off the T.
Theirs just sounds better. They yeah. kind of.
Can you pull it up? I need to hear him say cunt now.
Like theirs
Does
just
Vision
sounds
have
better.
A dick?
No, my favorite. My favorite bit of his will always be, remain. It is easy to be a slut. Yeah. It is hard to be. Wow, what is he? What is the word that
it doesn't
uses
really work if you can't.
I'm drunk. for a male, like he says that, like it's easy for women, like it's super easy to because anybody can be a slut. It's super hard to like be like a male, like a male slut, because everybody wants to sleep with women. Like no, like they can be even the ugly girls can be picky about ugly guys. Not wrong.
Not wrong. It's not wrong.
I love him. And that's still my favorite thing about Neri.
Mm-hmm.
That he got me tickets for free to see Jim Jefferies.
That was before he was Jim Jefferies.
Which is how long, hipster my ass, that's how long I used to live with him for.
I need it for protection.
I love when he does an American accent, though. I need it for protection.
Brian, I've got it, right?
No, but I like the, where's the one that he just keeps pulling beer glasses out of the bottom? The table. That's the good show. Is that one on Netflix?
No, this is it. That was it.
Is it?
Yeah. That's it. He has the bar. He has the bar over there to his left.
The best thing. He just literally pulls out warm ass fucking beer.
I talked to him about that.
Entire show.
I talked to him about that. I was like, why do people keep?
Why do people keep
cheering? He goes. He said, dude, I had. He said, no, I don't think this is it.
No, because the table's not there.
And he said, I had no idea. He goes, I didn't do that to get applause break. I did that because that's where the beer was held. And he goes, and I noticed after the second one that people, every time I did it, people kept cheering. So I kept doing it. But he goes, I had no idea that was going to happen. So yeah, I did talk to him about that.
It was
that.
Amazing.
And then, yeah.
I don't think they have it. It was an HBO special. No, that's too new.
I don't think that was an HBO special.
I want to say it was an HBO special.
All right, guys. So I think we're going to end it here. Thank you. Reminder, we are drinking a Seven Moons Red Blend. What did you guys think of it?
I liked it. I drank a lot of it.
Clearly. You, Steph?
I only had one glass because I'm back on my medications. I can't drink that much right now. But I liked it.
She's not pulling her weight.
The I'm worst. Sorry.
Ugh.
You don't drink. Shut up.
The worst.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I mean, Red Blends are... I'm kind of like missing out. Red Blends are like my favorite.
And they're a safe bet. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever had a Red Blend that we're like, ew, this is icky. They're usually pretty smooth.
Reasonable. This was under $10. This was $9-something.
From Publix?
Yep. That's where I shop.
All right, guys. Honey, you want to tell them where they can find you?
WhatWasHisName.com. And I'm part of the Mount Geekmore podcast, What's Up Bro podcast, Shiver podcast, and the soon to be Seasons podcast.
So yeah, if you want to send us a wine recommendation, or if you want to hear us talk about something or anything, or if you have questions, you know, we can answer your questions. You can email us at mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. And it's the same across all social media. And yeah, thank you so much for checking us out, mamas. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.